Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Geneva's City Council Chamber. Tonight's Committee of the Whole is called to order. I kindly ask our recording secretary, Ms. Fornari, to so note that all the aldermen, save for Alderman Vogelsberg, are present this evening. Several of the aldermen are dressed casually because they just arrived from the Geneva Chamber of Commerce golf outing, and they snuck out early because there's no way in heck they were going to ever win a prize. So that's why they're here.
No, we won one.
He won one.
Worst dressed?
Reddish shirt.
Go ahead, microphone.
I mean, come on. The tie's attached to the shirt. No, I get closest to Finn.
Yeah.
Really?
Thank you. Yes, I did. Who's got my award?
Well, putt-putt courses are tough, though.
Oh. He's on tonight, folks. It's going to be a long night. A two-drink minimum. Get your tickets now.
It's supposed to be one shot, though.
That's right. Exactly. Item two is the consent agenda. There's only one item on the consent agenda that can be approved with a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 4A is two. Consider request by Mill Race Cyclery and the International Cycling Classic for use of city right-of-way and police services for the Mill Race Cyclery Classic, July 10, 2010, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is a committee of the whole meeting, ladies and gentlemen. We don't necessarily operate with great formality at these settings. This is more or less a working session of the council. So I will progress in that fashion. I would also ask that if anyone wishes to add a comment, ask a question, or perhaps provide perspective regarding this or any item, that you kindly join us at the podium, that you state your name, that you spell your last name, you provide us an address, and, of course, speak clearly into the microphone, and don't forget, these are being televised. That usually keeps everybody away. Okay, Mr. Paul Evans, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. Here tonight, a request by Millray Cyclery, owner is Bruce Heidloff, for to request the use of public right-of-way and police services for the Millray Cyclery Classic, requesting permission to put no parking signs and then obviously remove those later, control of traffic and close the roads in associated with this race. As the mayor said, it would take place on Saturday, July 10th. It would start approximately at 10 a.m. There are seven races with a pro race, at least their number one pro race, at starting around 6 o'clock at night. There is expected to draw 500 to 700 riders, and many of them international. For this is a part of a 17-day circuit that there's races consecutively for 17 days in this circuit. This would be the first full day of racing. They have a pro the night before, and then this is the first pro day, all-day racing on the circuit. And with that, I wanted to actually show you real quickly as a little YouTube synopsis that they have that gives you a little sense of what the racing is like.
Can you make that full screen, Paul? If you can't, no big deal, but I was just curious.
Probably not.
Yeah, right there on the bottom right of the film. Take a look at your HPC member. That is his pointer
right.
Finger, by the way.
I'm right of the middle part of the screen.
Which one was you, Paul?
That guy at the end there. That
is that, okay, good.
Fine. With me, Bruce Heidloff is working with a group called Breakaway Event Productions, and they're the ones that actually operate the race. And Bruce Heidloff is looking to sponsor this race. And with that, when we were first approached, and Geneva was one of the places they were suggesting to look into, we'd asked them to go out and find a sponsor, and they did find Bruce to come back and work with this particular event, and it's going to help with really the sponsorship of this event. And with that, I guess I can. We have tonight Mr. Garrison, Andy, and Michael Garrison, and then Otto is also a person that's run the race for a long time as a director of the race. And they're here to answer any questions you have. But in general, staff has been working with both the police department, the public works, and the fire department regarding this race, and we're working through all the logistics of it. We've also sent notices out to letters. Bruce Heidloff has sent letters to everybody in the affected area. We had a informational meeting last Thursday, and we also have sent this out in our e-blast to all the businesses in the district too, as well as obviously the Bruce Heidloff, the sponsor, has also sent it to a number of people in the area to let them know that this is being considered by the city of Geneva. With that, I guess I'll just turn it over if there's any specific questions about the race itself.
Are there any questions for Paul prior to hearing from our special guests? Alderman Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Paul, you indicate here in your documentation that this is the first year in Geneva. Was there not an event similar to this 15, 16 years ago?
That's correct. Actually, I talked to Tim Vitang today, and he told me he thought around 89 and 90 that there was a race, I guess, around Hamilton, which is actually, it's kind of strange. I looked at a couple different places, and that was another one that was looked at, was Hamilton, 4th, Stevens, maybe back on 6th or something like that. And he said there was a race back then. I don't know who ran that race, but that was it was a similar, really similar type of race back then.
So apparently it wasn't sponsored by this organization.
I don't think so, unless it was a predecessor. And let you know that race, as is Geneva's, is called a criterium, which means you're doing laps of less than a mile. It's be 0.8 in a mile. And then there's other types of races in this event called a road race, and that's more it exceeds a mile, but a lot of times it's 3 to 5 mile courses or more that you go out across, more cross country. And then this is more localized than a criterium.
Mm-hmm. Is there an entrance fee for the individuals who are participating?
Yeah, there is an entrance fee. It's like between $30 and $40, I think, for the most part. It is a pro-sanctioned race.
Amateurs are not sanctioned or cannot be.
Well, you have to have a license from the U.S. Cycling. So you have. I don't know what that takes. I could let them address that later. Okay. What exactly your requirement is, but in order to race, you have to have a card, and I don't know if that brings some liability insurance or something with mm-hmm. it itself, but some qualification, and then they're rated between like 1 and 5, or I don't know, maybe it's higher than that as far as their level, and 1 being the best racers.
I see. So if I wanted to participate in my tricycle, I wouldn't be acceptable.
You may not. They may have a restriction on that.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
But they often have a big wheel race locally, so that's still possibly in play. So.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Evans? Alderman Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It seems like a little bit short notice. Is this because it took a while for them to decide on Geneva, or have you been working with them for a few days already?
Geneva, I can let them explain that better than I, but basically they had a cancellation among one of the race locations this year, and I think they got that notice in like February or March, and then they were beginning to scout out locations, and they actually contacted us around the end of April, and then I asked them to go out and find a course, find a sponsor, and then I think it took them longer than I thought to get that in. Plus, one of the organizers also was hospitalized during that period of time, and anyway, they they ended up coming back just before Memorial Day weekend. And so we have rushed to try to get things organized and be able to get enough questions answered so we can have an informational meeting and this information to the council to decide. But it's kind of the opportunity this year to try to do that. But it's typically shorter than what we would have liked to have seen. There's more time to work this through everything.
You did have a meeting with citizens who showed up. Could you summarize that meeting?
Yeah. We had a meeting at St. Mark's, and that was last Thursday. Notice was sent out. It was only sent out about like the Monday before, about that meeting that night. And at that meeting, we had about 15 people attend, only about two businesses, and the rest were residents in that area. The business in general was just asking questions about, how it was selected, where will the parking be, and, what other cities have done with this race. And then the residents in general were supportive of it, of the event. And I think the only question that one of the residents was asking about, how did you come to select Geneva? What was brought about by that? But in general, there was a lot of positive support among the people there. In addition, the organizers, we asked them, staff had asked them to go out door to door, and they have gone door to door and secured the support of a lot of residents for this. And obviously, there's a number of people here tonight also in support of the bike race.
Well, I can imagine that both the residents and the businesses were interested in the parking question. Saturday is certainly our busiest parking day, so is there anything you're doing special?
Well, Saturday is also the Metro parking lot is not generally very full on Saturday, and that's really the asset where we have that amount of parking. It's expected to be about 2,000 people to attend, which is not a large crowd, but this is also the first year and relatively sort of late notice for the public. The racers basically look online and begin to book, with this whole tournament. And they, like I said, there's like $100,000 worth of money that these racers can win over the course of 17 races and stuff, which is actually a decent amount. In addition, there's other things called premiums and that they can win also that are offered by sponsors and things like that, the people that want to do something and they finish a fast lap or something and they pick up some prize of some sort that helps sponsor.
Is there a way we can bring to the attention of people who are coming from out of town, both the racers and possible people who want to watch the race, that we do have parking available at the train station? Is there some way those notices could go out and make sure that those people who want to come for a major part of the day will park in at the train station and not clog up downtown?
Right. The intent is to show the parking lots for the general public that want to attend this would be located all south of Crescent down there along the Metro tracks, both in the deck itself and then all the surface parking lot. That's what would be advertised. The local parking in the area, obviously the local residents would know where that's at. And then we're going to have some parking lots within the course restricted so we can help with people that are being displaced. Say you're along 6th Street or South Street or something, and you need to move a vehicle off the road. We'll also be able to try to find parking spaces for them so accommodate them so they have a place.
Hopefully the county and the old 6th Street school will help on that.
There's a request, and it's pending city approval, but there is a request in right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Polak.
Thank you, Mayor. Paul, Alderman Singer was correct. It was the race was last in 1989, and it was put together by former Alderman Jack Ryan. Have you spoken to the police department as a concerning their take on this as it pertains to the last race that occurred here?
No. I've been working with the police department, but I don't know from the last race. Their take. I don't know if Chief Mexen was there for that. He's very aware of this race and has personally sat down with the organizers of this group twice.
And the chief has provided the city administrator with comments if you'd like to hear those as well.
So. Okay. And then, Paul, two things. What would the impact be on 3rd Street? And again, if you can show us on the map the route.
Yeah, I'll put that up here. Yes. Okay. The actual route for 3rd Street, you can see for 3rd Street, it's two blocks. This is Campbell, and it's for two blocks. And then you turn at Fulton, and go another two blocks, turn at 5th. Here's along South Street. And then the straightaway will be along 6th Street, and then obviously another straightaway along Campbell. And then the finish line, here's the main stage, and this will be the final sprint will be this way, and because they're going 35, 40 miles an hour, when they finally do, they'll remove this barrier, and they'll be able to they'll be able to finish down in this area. So the effect on 3rd Street, you know, obviously the business is located in that area. There obviously is some effect. We've tried to work. It's kind of two-edged. Some of it is the different restaurants and the different types of businesses that have outdoor eating and also would want to take advantage of this as a venue. And then the same as long in the neighborhoods, people that want to, you know, have a picnic or a party on their lawn that day, et cetera. But that's primarily the business district is primarily along 3rd Street, and it goes a little bit into this area. Here's the little traveler into this area. And then there's a little bit of business, you know, obviously along Campbell. But for the most part, then the rest of this is residential.
So in essence, we're going to they're proposing two blocks of 3rd Street, and they're just basically traveling this route. There is no, quote-unquote, Elf to Juez that they have to tackle, so they should be fine.
Yeah, and just so, you know, I think when I first looked at this race, I thought that this whole area was, like, basically quarantined off during the race, and it's not like that. Once the group all passes, then you have an opportunity, and I don't know if it's a minute or so, that cars can pass through the different routes. So after, for example...
Paul, I'm going to ask you, per our IT manager, if you're going to use anything from the podium for the screen... Okay. Don't use the infrared dot because that doesn't show up on television.
Okay.
If you could use the mouse.
Oh, okay.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
I just got a call from the FCC.
Okay, no problem.
Apparently you violated all sorts of laws.
No problem.
The whole event's been canceled.
After the group, for example, after the group goes through, then they're able to move this barricade out and then get through, you know, get people through in the same way. These barricades here are just to warn people that are at our block back, are to warn people that this road is closed at this point, but they can get around these and park and go out. So just so people, you know, we want more than one barricade that would let people know that, you know, the race course is right beyond this one. So this is like a road closed, and this is one, you know, that's warning that the road is closed ahead.
So we're just talking minor inconvenience in terms of delays, waiting for the riders to cross so they can be,
right.
Cars can be shepherded across the street.
Right.
What about the conditions of the road? Roads, plural.
Right. In general, I know they have driven the course, and I think they feel comfortable with the course as it is. You meaning big potholes or?
Yeah, any potholes, and then, you know, heaven forbid someone should fall or liability, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I think for the most part it's in good shape. I mean, I don't know if there's a pothole out there that, you know, again, to look at during that, but for the most part, I think it's in good shape. But, you know, I mean, it's not like they're asking us to pave a street. I think maybe it would patch a hole if it's in a strategic location. I mean, you know, as you know, the riders, they ride on the angles, and so on an inside, maybe they won't ride so much, but if it's on the outside where they're taking a corner, that would be a pretty crucial spot to patch.
And are they asking us to perform any road repairs?
They have not yet. Do you guys anticipate that? Is that okay? I mean, they have in other places, you know. I mean, that something they would typically do if it was a pothole that would, you know, break a rim or whatever. But I don't know of anything right away that's a problem. Obviously, 3rd Street's in good shape, and then the other local streets. I don't think cracks are a problem as much as if it was a pothole.
And then, did Geneva replace Elgin on the circuit?
I believe so. What? I'm sorry, Blue Island. But Elgin was one of the ones that was discontinued, but that was a road course, not a criterium.
Thank you.
Alderman Singer for round two.
Thank you, sir. Paul, has there been a consideration of having the event televised?
I don't know. I don't know if they typically have it. I mean, you know, I don't know how that works, whether they have to pay somebody to do it, somebody sponsors it, sells it. Obviously, at this late date, you know, I don't think it's enough lead time in general that unless you have some local channel that wants to do this, you know, for their own. But so far, you know, it hasn't had that generous approval time that you could plan more of that.
You know, my presumption would be that if we could promote something like that, I think it would be a great selling point for our community and the city of Geneva, having it out there to the public and viewing just what it is we do here and
what a
beautiful city it is.
I'm fairly sure some people will tape parts of it, you know, and have that just like that tape that we saw available, that something. But as far as covering the full race, et cetera, you know, I don't know, short of I don't know if they typically do that with their vehicles.
I can address that.
Okay.
Short and simple.
Yes, how are you? Excuse me. How are you, man? Come on up to the podium, introduce yourself, and let us know whether the older or younger brother.
Okay, I'm the younger brother.
Okay, good job.
Unfortunately. Michael Garrison, MichaelGarrison, 400
you,
East Silver Spring Drive, Milwaukee, 53217.
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
Oh.
I'm a Cubs. Does that impact our vote at all?
Is that by the cops over there?
Yeah. We should have brought some double cheeseburgers.
Sure,
huh?
You betcha.
All right, next week. If you want them, we'll bring them. That's up to you guys.
You have just witnessed a bribe, ladies and gentlemen.
Public.
On behalf of the mayor.
This is true. You know.
All yours. I'm sorry, Mr. Garrison.
Oh, that's okay.
Forgive me.
Sure. No, I'm actually having fun with this, so it's great. To address that, actually, we got a video company that is going to be coming out doing some filming at different events. And I got a call from Chris Evertson today, who's in charge of the production, and he asked me what I thought would be the best avenue. Not really thinking about Geneva, I'm just being honest.
Sure.
But I thought that it would be great to capture opening night in Beverly and then opening. We call this really opening day here because this is the race, the first day that would have all categories. So I told him to come out and do the first 3 days of the series. So that's pending. And with the media, you know, you can't count on them, just to be, you know, quite frank. But
let me introduce you to the media here in the room first.
Sure, no problem.
Frank, can we count on you? Frank's in middle school. He's one of our media reporters.
No problem. No, I mean, you know.
Susan's in the back. Oh, Susan. Yeah, Susan's here too.
Long short of it is that we do our best to get the media out at all the different venues, and I would say about 70% of them, they show up. But as the years go on, we get more and more. But there are some good things pending right now, but I can't guarantee anything.
Do you have any of the racers that are participating that involve themselves in, like, the Tour de France and such? Are they that
No, the tour's going on then.
Tours?
Tour will be being conducted at the same time this race is.
Oh, it is.
I can answer that question. That's a good question. But, yeah, Otto Wentz, who's here, the gentleman in the white hair, he's the one that founded Super Week 42 years ago. And he's the one that's brought national championships. He's worked with opening up in Colorado, the Olympic Training Center. And I know you got the history pages, too, of our event, and he's the one that's on the back page. As far as the Tour de France goes, it is at the same time. Otto's dream and vision was to have it be, you know, coincide and end on the same day that we end. I can tell you that eight riders have worn yellow that have participated in our event, and all the big names have been in our event. Greg LeMond, Lance Armstrong, Eric Heiden. I know I'm missing, you know, quite a few, but just to give you a few.
Eric Heiden, the speed skater.
The speed skater.
Mm-hmm.
Team physician, yes.
And
from Wisconsin.
He's from Wisconsin.
And our main announcer, Eddie Van Geis, who's from Long Beach, California.
Oh, yeah.
He's played the villain Italian in the Academy Award movie Breaking Away.
Mm-hmm.
And he hosts the Revlon Run Walk for Women in L.A., works for Mark Cuban and ESPN. He's our main announcer. So that's, you know, if you want a little dynamics there.
Sounds like an exciting time.
Well, I'm passionate about it, and I know that the riders are excited, and one of the reasons why, and I won't get ahead of myself, keep this real to a minimum, but we ask riders, where would you like to have a bike race if there's an opening? And I got to say it was overwhelming when we looked at the reports and the studies. Geneva was right there, head-to-head. So, and first time we came through here, I was just totally blown away, flabbergasted at how beautiful the community is and how nice everybody is. And my brother pointed out, too, we were driving really slow on the course, and I usually get honked at all the time in Milwaukee when I'm driving courses. We didn't get honked at once, which is pretty amazing.
You were actually in a parade, Mr. Garrison. That's why.
Yeah, that's
look good.
Thank you, sir.
One more thing. I wanted to comment about you wanting to know if you could register. And unfortunately, there's not enough time for you to register and get certified. However, we have an hour break between the women's race and the pro race. And Bruce and I talked about doing a kids race. And if everybody's open to it, we could have a really nice council race. And get Paul out on his bike, get you on your bike, and we're not. You guys can go as slow or as fast as you want. So, you know, it's not closest to the pin, but it is.
We're accused regularly of moving pretty slow anyway, so it's. Right. We should have a decision for you by August.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next up on the Q&A is Maladra Flanagan Piper, then Paul Akin Hill.
Okay. Paul, this is going to be for you. So it sounds like a pretty exciting event. Thanks for all of that. But what I want to understand is what the impact is on Geneva. So Ray already hit on the impact on the streets and the roads and traffic and things like that. But what does 2,000 people mean like to our sidewalks and to Third Street in general? Is this some people coming downtown, or is our downtown becoming an arena for a day? In terms of scale, I don't get it.
Yeah,
how does it compare to anything we've done before?
Well, I'm sure it'll be less than Swedish days, you know, in general.
Well, at one time.
I would think, and I don't know what the art fair has for numbers.
So 2,000 people at one time is not a big deal.
Well,
you manage that all the time.
What they had written down is it's 2,000 people for the day, and so some of them, if you had a son racing in the first race, I don't know if you'd stay for the whole day or not. You may just come for that one and leave. And it starts around 10 o'clock, and it would in general it builds to the most people are going to be here around 6 o'clock for the pro race. That's And then throughout the day, it'll be, you know, some people come, some leave. I don't know. I'd be surprised if it was, you know, just stacked the whole day with that. I mean, because this is, again, this is the first year for this, getting the word out and everything. It's kind of wait and see what that approach will be. But we think that there's enough parking to manage this throughout
parking,
the day.
And there's room for people to get around. So people who come downtown and don't want to watch the bike race,
right.
They
and
can
then,
still
you know,
do their
maybe between
things.
Or whatever, they go and shop, or they're going to go into a restaurant, and then I'll catch the next one. And, you know, and they actually have a decent international following, which they were telling me the other day that surprisingly there's maybe more people internationally that know about Super Week than a lot of the people in the nation, just because they have to bring whole teams over and they want to be here for the longer period of time to just race consecutively, you know, for the best bang for their buck in that. So anyway, and then, you know, the impact of those people, hopefully, if we get that as hotel rooms and restaurants and other things, obviously the retail too, and mm-hmm. among the city.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to get back to the course race, is it just going to go one way?
Yes.
And all the time one way? Races will not interchange or go the other way? Or
as far as I know, it's always set up
it's
to
all
run
set
one way. And
one way
is it clockwise? Clockwise, yeah.
Okay, so it's always that same pattern. Okay, that's all I was asking. Thanks.
Alderman Piper, then Pollack.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to piggyback on something Craig said. I got a partial answer here from Mary. As far as the professional racers go, do they have, through the ICC, do they have their own ICC-type insurance? I mean, even on the video we saw, we did see a wreck, so I see that we have, I know we're going to have insurance through you guys. We have a hold harmless agreement. Do they have ICC insurance also? Is there a separate, how does that work?
This is the other Garrison brother.
Andy Garrison.
How are you, sir?
1961 North Summit Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm the director of operations for the ICC for the last 19 years. And I would say that all the riders are licensed through USA Cycling or through UCI, which is the International Licensing, and they have reciprocity for licensure and insurance. So whenever somebody pays an entry fee, $3 of that entry fee goes towards insurance. Now, each rider, when they register, fills out a waiver and release, and they won't sue anybody, and so on and so forth. The insurance that we have is $1 million per occurrence, $2 million aggregate, and I think there's a $3 million umbrella. So that's basically what it is for liability purposes, and it covers anything to do with the race. So any property damage, spectators, riders, if they should somehow figure out a way to get past the waiver that they signed, you know, that type of thing.
Okay, and then just hold harmless for the city also.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the city and any other entities involved are listed as additional insureds on the policy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Anything else, Bob?
No, thank you.
Alderman Pawlak for round two, then Alderman Hill.
Thanks, Mayor. Gentlemen, will there be an expo with exhibitors' booths?
Well, I'm gonna say this, that we have basically the theater in place with signage and over the roads and stage and announcers. As far as expo goes, it's really going to depend on Bruce at Mill Race. If he puts a booth out and anybody else that comes on board additionally as sponsor, they would have the opportunity to do that.
But no team sponsors?
We might have, which is really a neat thing, we've got the Bahati Foundation coming in, Rashan Bahati. He started a foundation for kids that couldn't afford to ride and give back, because he's got an amazing story on his website. He's bringing seven guys, including himself. There may be an opportunity for him to, you know, hand out information and talk about what he's doing, but that's not concrete. But there is options for doing that. And as the years go on, if that happens, then we want to build some sort of environment that it's all about fun, bringing out the family, enjoying a day of races, and enjoying some, you know, nice kid events. And free spectator sport. Really, that's the image that we like to portray.
And locally, we also have a multi-sport madness, which is a triathlon club, and a couple of the kids went to the World Juniors. So I can see that this venue would really attract a lot of people in the triathlon crowd as well.
Yeah, and if there's anybody that we can honor like that, the day of the event or during the pro race, that'd be great. I mean,
sure, I'd love to put you in contact with them.
Okay, wonderful.
Anything else, Ray?
That's all. Thank you, Mayor.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Garrison, did you indicate where the start and finish lines were going to be?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, I missed it.
Okay.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I'll use this, though we can't see it on TV.
There's the stage right there.
What street is that, Mr. Evans?
For the start of the
street. So I can't see it.
Right at the church, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's in front of Lutheran Church.
Across the street from Graham's and Lutheran Church.
Okay, fine. And then how do these cyclists handle those 90-degree turns that they're going to be making?
Very carefully.
That's scary.
I mean, we got some riders in the crowd, and I'm sure that they can tell you much better.
Are those the guys and ladies limping?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's good.
But long short of it, it's amazing. I mean, these guys are, the pro guys are going 30, 35 miles an hour, and they just, it's amazing. I mean, it's incredible.
Speed limit on South Street is 25, so I would pull them over for going too fast.
That's why the police endorse this event. Yeah. We need the revenue.
I can't handle the corners of 25, so that's a four-wheeler, too.
Might get a donation from the police, huh?
There you go.
Never know.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I would like to acknowledge City Administrator McKittrick, who has some additional information to share with all of us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to let the council and our audience members know that our police department has been working very closely with this group and incorporated into some of the specifics of the event. The petitioner, the organizers of the event are going to be providing volunteers with communication devices at each of the intersections. They are also going to be posting the designated parking restrictions and placing barricades when and where needed. And our police department, again, has been in close communications with the organizers and have requested these items from them, and also stated that as long as the residents and the businesses are supportive of the event, then the police department has no objection, and the sponsors are and organizers are picking up all costs. So there are no costs to the city. So. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Do we want to, I'm going to defer to the committee here. Do we want to hear from the Garrison Boys in any more detail? Do we want to hear from our friend Mr. Heidloff? Do we want to take questions from the audience? I'll defer to you guys.
Hear from the audience.
Okay, the audience? Yeah. Certainly. This gentleman in the back who had his hand up first, then the... Yeah, if you could, please, that'd be great. And it's $10 per minute to speak, and then it all goes toward the event, of course.
Remember correctly, the last time we met, I bought the beer, so you owe me one, but that's okay. The name is...
Mr. Collins, please delete the last minute of this video.
My name is Matt Tamillo. I've got a retail business on 3rd Street, right in the middle of where the route is. It's La Toccata d'Italia. We've been there, as I said, for quite a while. And I guess one statement to go backwards is, as you stated, ma'am, that as long as the businesses are in favor of this, we should go forward. It sounds like a great event, having been in the past the president of Tri-City Soccer for 10 years and having 3,000 people belonging to it. These are the kind of things that are needed for our children. But the question is, the effect on the businesses doesn't seem to have been taken into consideration, where between those two areas, there probably isn't any more than, what, 20 businesses on both sides of the street? I don't think it would have taken much effort on anybody's part to contact those businesses individually and ask them their opinion. I found this out this morning by happenstance that there was this going on. Now, as I think Paul mentioned, that this all happened very quickly, like Memorial Day time frame, and that's great. But I think everybody sitting in this room, whether you're listening to me or not, understand the fact that we've been under a lot of pressure on 3rd Street in Geneva in general from the standpoint of sales. No offense to the amount of people you're bringing in, but 2,000 people at four people per car are 500 cars. I'm not going to tell anybody here their business. We cannot handle 500 cars in downtown Geneva. We can't handle our normal Saturday business. In addition to that, the people who normally come to Geneva on weekends are not going to be aware of this, because we're not going to be able to publicize it to people who live in surrounding burbs, Barrington, that we get business from, Elmhurst, and so on. They're going to show up and have no place to park. That's an issue even when normal conditions are existing versus what we're talking about right now. I think a representative sample of having 15 people show up to a meeting, and they were relatively positive, and I wouldn't think they would be, otherwise they shouldn't have gone to the meeting. But the reality of it is 15 people don't represent 150 businesses in downtown Geneva, more specifically the ones that are directly affected by this. When 3rd Street is closed, our business falls drastically. I can show you the books for 6 years. It's just the way it happens. And we're right next door to Graham's by about two doors, and with the booth across the street, the people are going to be there for the race, and they should be. They're not here for retail business. And Saturday is probably, if not my best day, the best day we have every Saturday of the year for all 52 weeks. When you take 1/52nd away and then it rains and so on, we lose a very large percentage of our business. And I think, as everybody in this room understands, retail is not doing real well either here or on a nationwide basis. And when you start losing a percentage of what you normally count on to pay bills and make payroll, it directly affects me personally. I have nothing against what we're talking about. It's just that it's a very quick kind of a thing, and when somebody says that as long as the merchants are in 100% agreement, I just have a question mark in my mind, Mr. Mayor, that we are looking at a few people that have been asked or maybe been involved that understand what's really going to happen that Saturday. You're saying from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, if I understand correctly?
That's correct.
The street's going to be closed. Well, then I guess I can sell before 6 a.m. or 9 a.m. in the morning and after 9 o'clock at night.
Well, I think the language is temporarily restricted as opposed to fully closed.
As a result of being temporarily restricted, you know the rest of the story.
Of course.
It's restricted. And people aren't going to be running out every 5 minutes so they can run across the street because all of a sudden there's a break in traffic. We've gone through these before, even before I owned a business in downtown Geneva. We've had situations and such. And it seems like this is going to be a great thing for the riders especially and hopefully for the kids in the community, as I said from my prior experience in Tri-City Soccer. But right now it's a lot closer to home. It's dollars and cents. It's making money and making payroll. And I don't think that has even been taken into consideration. Based on what I'm hearing since I got here, and I apologize for being a few minutes late, it sounds like it is what it is. And having said it that way, there doesn't seem to be any recourse either. We are going to do what we're going to do, whether or not the merchants agree or disagree, and the amount of effort that's gone into it at this point in time looks like it's almost no turning back.
Well, I know Alderman Pawlak would like to speak as well, but I can assure you, sir, that I have been in constant contact with Mr. Evans, our chief of police, City Administrator McKittrick, and others since Memorial Day weekend. And in fact, I've asked Mr. Evans time and time again, nothing can be presented until everything is understood so that we can have a full conversation. I think Mr. Maladra may have touched on the point a little bit. What's this mean to Geneva? I've received a number of emails from folks who are supportive. I've also received questions regarding your concerns as well, perhaps delivered in a different way. But you're right. There are some concerns out there, but I can assure you that nothing is a fait accompli. In fact, I'm certain that based on the conversations and questions asked by the committee, there are some genuine and legitimate questions to be asked and answered. But this committee never arrives at a meeting with a aforesaid decision to vote one way or another.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know.
No, so. I understand. And 14 days from Memorial Day to today is not a lot of time to contact a lot of people. But since
I would like to know, because I do know that the organizers spent a lot of time going door to door, but I would like to know perhaps one of the Garrison brothers could share with us their efforts in terms of the business approach as well. So, Andy, do you want to speak to that and come to the microphone, please? It's a good point.
Michael, I want to address...
Your brother raised his hand first, so I figured...
Oh. Can I go first, just because top of mind? You know sure. How I am. And I'm the one that was in the hospital. I know you probably would have thought it was him, but it was me. And it happened right here in Geneva, too, so it's kind of cool.
That's great.
Anyway. Oh, we were eating at his restaurant, too. And then the other night when we came back, we had an unbelievable meal at his restaurant. Our whole team of people had a great meal.
I don't have a restaurant. Oh.
Then I guess we were trying to snowball there. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, bad information. Okay. All right, well, the Italian restaurant on record is fantastic. So what I want to do is one thing I wanted to point out just so we can understand logistics a little better real quick is that we've got 500 to 700 riders coming in. We're anticipating 2,000 people. Keep in mind that when we had discussions with Paul, the cars are going to come in the morning races, stay a little bit, and leave. So it's not like we're going to have 500 cars that have to park at once. And for the pro race, which starts at 6 o'clock, that's where we're estimating the high amount of people. So at that particular time, there's probably a lot of businesses that are closed at that time. But we've run this in a major downtown area, closing downtown, for example, Evanston all day. So we really know how that works. The other thing we can do on the website, somebody brought up, are we going to have parking destinations? That was you. And on our website, we will tell the riders where to park. They're more than willing to get on their bike and bike a mile or two over the course for warm-up. So we can generate a lot of traffic outside of that area. The last thing I wanted to say is, his concern about the road closed. Well, I've watched this, and I've seen it where people do go in and patronize the stores. They appreciate having the bike races in the community, as well as retail, the bars, the restaurants. We've got crosswalks designated where pedestrians are able to walk across the street back and forth while the riders go around. So it's not like it's totally closed off. If you're on this side, you can't get to that side. Both sides will have the flexibility on that. So I don't know if that helps at all to answer some of his concerns, but I at least wanted to address those. And I'm trying to make people feel more comfortable, and by no means are we feeling that we're racing here yet. We're just coming. We want to come race, and we want to give you the best possible information so you can make the best decision as well. So I'm going to turn it over to Bruce, because he really contacted the businesses. We really handled the residents.
Fair enough. Yeah. Mr. Heidloff, welcome.
Well, thank you.
And just for the record, and the millions of people watching at home, we all are well aware of your business, of course, but in case somebody owes you money or you owe them money, let us know your name and your address.
Okay. Bruce Heidloff, 11 East State Street, Geneva, Illinois.
Mill Race Cyclery.
We walked along. I mean, there's not a whole lot of 3rd Street right there that's really basically walked just along that part that's being affected. And we talked to the restaurants, you know, like Fiore's that's there. We talked to Graham's Chocolate, talked to Michael at Little Traveler. And we sent letters out and, you know, the feedback, Cocoon, talked to the people from Cocoon. I've had all positive feedback at this point. Okay. But I obviously haven't talked to every business on the entire street of 3rd Street.
Is there any specific response you'd like to make to the gentleman's concerns? Or maybe I should ask whether your concerns have been allayed in any way regarding Michael Garrison's comments about access still being provided or what have you. So,
if I may, because I have a problem with my voice. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Please do.
The concerns are still the same concerns. Legitimately, it's all about dollars and cents to me.
Of course.
And I'm being very, very parochial, and you hope you understand that. I only look at one thing, is how much money we take in at a given week. We pay our bills and go from there. There is going to be an effect. And based on the last 6 years of what's happened when 3rd Street gets closed, in some cases there's been more of a negative effect than there has been a positive effect. Mm-hmm. People just do not walk the stores when there's an event going on. The art fair, for example, they walk down the middle of the street. But that's another whole story that I've been working on for a long time, and we'll worry about that separately. The reality of it is, whether only one-fifth or 20% of the cars show up at any one time, that's 100 more cars than we have right now. And if they can't park on 3rd Street, they have to go someplace. It's just a congestion factor. As I said earlier, we have a problem parking under normal conditions. Any additional cars, and take, for example, Christmas shopping. It's a disaster in downtown Geneva. It's a nice kind of a thing because there's a lot of people, but some of them only come once because they say they can't find parking. And that's understandable. We've had other sessions about that, and you guys have worked very hard, in your case, Mr. Mayor, trying to get additional parking for us. It's coming very slowly. The few parking places that are going to be available as a result of Metro opening up their parking lot doesn't constitute the amount of people that are going to show up for the race officially and all the visitors. Because I think every bike racer probably has at least one or two people in addition besides themselves that might be in attendance or they would like to. So to address my concerns with respect to what we're talking about, I said it sounds like a great event. The reality of it is when it happens, if it happens, based on your approval or denial, it remains to be seen. But I'm voicing my opinion, and I don't think there are many other retailers here this evening, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I'm going to do first, Mrs. I'm going to ask Alderman Pollack, because he had a couple questions, I think, perhaps. And then I'd love to recognize you. Thank you.
Sure.
That's quite all right.
I got here late, too.
I heard all about you already. It's all good.
I think what we're hearing is your preference would be not to have it on 3rd Street because of the impact it would have to the businesses. Now, is the course etched in stone? Just looking at the map, if you were to move it one block west, or is 3rd Street the marquee street that you really would like to have it on?
Do you want me to address it?
Please.
I was just going to say, this late in the game, it's pretty hard to move the course.
just because it's got to be approved by USA Cycling. And so it would be pretty difficult to move it because the process already started 2 weeks ago. But what I was going to tell you is, are you guys familiar with Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
My brother and I own a building in downtown Whitefish Bay, and I used to have a restaurant there for almost 7 years. And we were both in the Business Association, and we're members of the Business Improvement District. And there's a race on Sunday in Whitefish Bay, and what usually happens during the day is people come and go throughout the day, and it's not huge crowds. It's just people kind of come up to the street, look around, see what's going on. Maybe go back home, sit in the front, their front yard and watch the racers go by, maybe have some friends over. And as far as the bike riders go, the morning groups through the pros are typically smaller groups. They're 50, 60, 70 riders maximum. And yes, they're typically adults. They're usually not kids. And they usually have money. There was a report done by Wisconsin Tourism that said that bike riders, when they're traveling, spend a significant amount of money. And I had called today to find that figure out. But from my recollection, I thought it was about $250 to $300 a day. And so if we have 700 riders times, $200 a day, let's be conservative, it's a significant amount of money. And then let's just say friends, relatives come see them ride, their kids, their wives, their husbands, et cetera, parents. The bike riders are not like the normal beer drinking crowd that just want to party and have fun. They're typically professional people. A lot of them have jobs, and they've got money. The average cyclist makes about $70,000 a year. That's not a full-time cyclist.
Mr. Garrison, back to Alderman Pollack's question, though, regarding the course itself, your response is, At this late time,
if it was slightly modified, it's possible, but to totally move it off would be very difficult.
Well, when I say slightly modified, because what I'm looking for is a win-win here, because I can see 3rd Street greatly benefiting from your event,
sure.
No doubt about it. And the parking concerns and the amount of vehicles that are coming to town, totally understand that. But if you were to just move your race one block west, would free up...
When you say one block west, what do you mean by that?
4th Street.
So...
From 3rd to 4th?
From 3rd to 4th, right, and from 6th Street to 7th Street.
What I was going to tell you is what makes a great race, you go to Europe, you go anywhere, and what makes a great race is the synergy of the restaurants, retail shops, sort of like the staging area, and it would really change the dynamics of the race. It would make it from one of the best races possible to a pretty lame race, to be honest with you. And, it could be done, but, there's no park here. There's nothing to stage people. Actually, the residents probably wouldn't like that because then the finish line is going to be in a residential area. You're going to have all the people in a residential area. At least in the commercial area, there's places to sit down. There's outside seating. There's big sidewalks, things of that nature. And it's a lot easier to stage it. The road's wider, which you need for the finish line. I think that the businesses may be surprised, and obviously I understand the concern because I'm a businessman, but I think they'll be shocked actually how great the economic impact will be with bringing the riders and the spectators for this type of sport. The demographics are the kind of customers you guys want.
Right. As this is a committee of the whole, this is kind of a working session, as the mayor alluded to. We're trying to allay any fears, and yet
absolutely.
An idea just to perhaps if you move the course, and we're trying to balance what's going to appease the business owners as well as the residents and most of all Geneva, because once you have this race, I'm sure you'll tweak it as the years go by.
Sure. This gentleman here seems like a very nice guy, and I understand his concerns because he's a small businessman just like a lot of us are, and it's important in this economy to make sure that your business can pay its bills and payroll, et cetera. And I just want to say this to you. I think you would be pleasantly surprised that you would get some additional retail business, probably some people discovering your business that wouldn't otherwise have done that. I'll give you an example. My wife will love this town. I would have never known about this town, except my brother was sick in the hospital for 10 days. Actually, after meeting with Paul here, like, and he was in the hospital for 10 days, so I had to come up here.
That happens to a lot of people.
And I went into some of the shops, and I did talk to some of the shop owners. I went into the restaurants, and they all seemed very positive. There's some other people here that do have some feedback on that, too, but if you have any other questions, otherwise I've pretty much said
Your brother should not have eaten in St. Charles and then come to Geneva.
Mr. Garrison, I believe there are some additional questions for you, but Alderman Paul, I can
But it's
else?
But it's technically not etched in stone. It would take some approval by the governing body that would have to be considered, correct?
That is correct. But I can tell you from experience, moving the race to that residential area with the narrow street, and it would be tough.
Well, 7th Street is actually quite wide.
Yeah, but it's not as big as... You're talking about 7th Street?
Correct.
Are you talking about moving the finish line to 7th Street? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know where you would do your finish line, but I would move it all one block west.
Yeah, wherever our finish line would be, we need a wider street.
Yeah, so 7th Street's quite wide.
Is that all residential?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Well, it's
county building in there.
Yeah. No, there's a school there that would be a good staging area.
You guys referenced TV coverage and stuff like that. It's my opinion that if we have it on 3rd Street, that if we do get the attention of, local, regional, national, and international press, they're going to want to film on your main.
I totally understand the marquee venue of 3rd Street and what it would attract, sure. But I'm just talking out loud. That's all.
Understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be done, but it wouldn't be our preference.
Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
So there are some additional comments. I would just ask the Garrison boys to stay right there.
Okay.
Mr. Heideloff. Sir, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just a closing comment.
Yeah, please do.
I own 50 restaurants for over 15 years. We never had a problem making money if you run a good restaurant. Any time of the day or night, any kind of weather, and when you bring more people into town, what do they want to do besides shop and retail is eat and drink. Not an issue. It won't be an issue for 3rd Street this time either. And they visited a store that they thought was mine that was a restaurant. I'm sure they're very happy, as Bob will be with respect to Graham's. But the reality is we're not talking retail. We're talking food and drink, which is much different, even though it falls in the retail category. My opinion is, as of such, it's not going to benefit us, the ones that are in that close proximity of that two-block area, because that's a very, very highly traveled walkway where people come to our stores. And if there's any interference with, they don't come there. They cut off and go the other direction or go back towards the train station or go back towards State Street. As I said earlier, it's a poor choice of terms, but it is what it is. You know, the good news is I was able to locate my business on 3rd Street. The bad news is, for this event, it happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So, for what it's worth, thank you for taking my time and questions. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You know,
is it germane to the discussion just had, or I want to recognize another older person? Your call.
I just wanted to address with the gentleman that just spoke about his business on retail. We encourage local businesses to come up on stage, talk with Eddie, to talk about his business, what do you have to promote it. And it's real important. I mean, we really try and get the word out to everybody to shop. And then we got a separate email that links to the city's email, and we can put anything on there we want. We can focus on the retail business that's here, the shops, the restaurants. So we do the best we can on that front, but, you know, we've had a successful recipe for businesses to be really happy, and I have seen these concerns. And once we go through it, and one of my roles is that I go into the businesses, and I take a percentage of the dollars that are brought in that day, and I actually go in and I buy stuff and I get to know business owners or managers. What'd you think of the race? Because we want the feedback. Mm-hmm. And I've heard 10 times worse than that gentleman. I don't think he said anything bad. He's just being honest and just being cautiously concerned. But at the end of the race, when I go back the following year, I was a little bit hesitant, but I liked the idea, so I had you guys come. Wow, it was really good for us, so... People can be pleasantly surprised on what happens because, again, we're not closing down the street. Everything in the middle can't get to both sides. It's going to be open. We're going to be promoting business. We're going to be promoting going to eat, going to shop.
Can I just
thank you, little brother.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Bruce?
I mean,
I've been a member of the chamber for 27 years, and most of the time when they have an event, it slows me down because where my business is located. It's on the bike trail, but it's everything is uptown. But it's still, in my opinion, a worthwhile thing because you're bringing people to Geneva, and maybe next time they're going to see that there's a business there. You're going to build excitement. That's really what this race is all about when it comes to retail. You're building Geneva and giving excitement to this town versus other town. You know, a lot of people come and say, this is a great place. We've got to come back here and shop. Might not be busy that day, but another time it will be. My big picture on it.
Thank you. Alderman Hill, and then Maladra and Brown.
I can understand the concern of the gentleman with the business who you indicated that your business has slowed down sometimes when there's been events on 3rd Street that we would have hoped would have increased foot traffic. And Paul Evans, you can recall my experience surveying one particular business building, I thought I was going to put on a bulletproof jacket on my second attempt there. Do you know if that business or that building has been invited to make any comments about the potential of this event, the Berry House? You know, has anybody been in there?
Been noticed. I don't know that specifically. You know, again, door to door. I don't know if they have gone to that. The Berry House is, I was trying to think of
it. It'll be affected.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
North of the
Yeah, they
church.
Noticed, but nothing specific. I'm trying to think of the wine or no. Okay. I don't know if that they've talked to them specifically.
Yeah. I think that would be an interesting business area to visit as well as what we've already heard.
Okay.
Because they certainly do have some opinions, positive and some not positive. That's the only question I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Hill. Alderman Maladra, then Dr. Brown.
Okay. Hey, guys. Your website says that you're going to be out in Beverly, Homewood, Richardson Park, and Willow Springs. Right? Have you been there before?
Been in Beverly. This is our 8th year.
Okay. So in terms of the course in Beverly, does it run through a commercial area, much like it's going to run in Geneva?
No, I can address the Beverly, and then I can address the commercial area. Beverly, we closed down the entire residential area.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a festival, and everyone comes out, and it's just built year after year.
So I was going to try and use the experience of these other communities to allay the fears that we have about the impact on our commercial sector.
I can address Evanston, Illinois, which is a pretty big city. when we went in there, they closed down the entire downtown the whole day. And the feedback that I've received, and actually Chris Mailing, who is the one that puts that event on, did a demographic study about businesses, the impact, dollars and cents, and it was amazing and how much traffic there was, how much retail sales there were, how much the restaurants benefited. And we were there 3 years. And now we've got a 3-year renewal with them as well. And the city really gets behind it. They are like, they've had so much positive feedback from patrons watching it evolve that they actually went to Chris just last week because he's like, I'd like to make this thing better. Is there more money that maybe we could get from the city? And the city did vote last Monday to give them another $10,000 just to pump into this year.
Those Evanston people are strange. Those, you know,
yeah.
That kind of
hey,
money. Evanston well, Council, excuse me, not
well,
people.
Sorry. I just want to say.
I'm kidding.
No. They're very focused on making sure that there's a quality event coming. They do their homework. They.
I just like teasing people at the North Shore. It's just a ball. I love that.
But no, seriously. I mean, Doug Gaynor, who's in charge of the city, is all about making sure that he protects the city.
Of course.
Kind of like, you know, Paul a little bit here.
A little bit.
And Paul does a great job, by the way, and I'm not getting bribed, by the way. But, no, seriously.
Thank
Doug,
you for clarifying that. I appreciate it.
The day of the event, you know, I'm waiting, you know, is he going to come up to me because he's really quiet, he doesn't say much. Chris comes up to me. Hey, Mike, Doug wants to talk to you for a minute. Oh, okay, great. I went up to him. He goes, this is fantastic. This is unbelievable. And that was his, that's his quote. So I know that Paul, too, talked to Evanston today. And from what I understand, he had favorable responses on the economic impact, on the residents' impact, and on the business impact.
Okay.
Mr. Malandra?
I was just looking for that. I got from your comments, you've got some fears may or may not come true, and I got from your comments that you see some benefits that may or may not come true. And it seemed to me that if we could take a look at the communities you've been in, we could have a barometer that might give us an indication of what reality is going to be. Sometimes we do fear things that don't occur. And at least if we use Evanston as a gauge. The other one I'd be interested to talk to is you said you were at Blue Island. But you,
that wasn't you know, a downtown district.
It wasn't a downtown district either. All right. I'm striking out here, so I think I'll.
Well, you're wearing a socks hat.
See, how did that go this weekend,
you know,
Cub fan?
I mean, if you,
my favorite team's the Vikings. I don't care about this pro stuff.
Hey, Mayor, we agree.
Just to kind of give you feedback on that, Beverly.
First time this year.
I gave him the impact on that because it's been around 8 years. Evanston, 3 years with the impact. And Chris actually invested money to do a study of how much
I
people
like
are spending.
Yeah.
So really the comparison really is the Evanston one. And then there's Kenosha, which is Food Folks and Spokes Criterium around Library Square. There's businesses impacted on that.
Okay.
So those three, yeah. And Lake Geneva we're going to this year for the first time. And there's 81 businesses affected on the course. There's three major hotels, The Cove, Bella Vista, and Harbor Shores. And out of all the businesses, we couldn't get to three or four of them. They are all excited about it. They just asked, how are we going to get, you know, people in and out? And we got plans. We've been doing it 42 years. We have a safety team. We got a pace car. Mm-hmm. We've got 8 United States Cycling Federation officials and numerous volunteers that are going to be working very hard to make sure that people really understand you can cross, we can get you in and out. And that's what's good about having live announcing.
Right.
So we're, you know, we've dealt with this. We've dealt with concerns. We've worked through them. We do our best to make everybody happy. I don't know anything in life that you can make everybody happy, but the neatest thing that I've seen, I've loved this. I love seeing people concerned, and then all of a sudden I see them at the race or I see them the next year and go, you know, I was concerned at first. This is amazing.
Sure.
And that's the neatest feeling. So.
Right. And so to go a little bit on a point that you brought up, too, I think that a lot of this could have been allayed somewhat through communication, and we just didn't have time this year. But this is the kind of thing that we could have talked through at more length and perhaps calmed some of this stuff. Okay.
Yeah, we like to start much earlier, but I will say this, that boots on the ground, so to speak, and Paul works like 10 people. So, you know, we're really up to speed, I mean, with getting acknowledgments out. You know, obviously not every business was hit. We did our best to hit every residential. But every residential location we went to was very, very positive, excited about the event. We spent 5 or 10 minutes with each resident. There was only one resident that had some concerns because his son's getting married at the country club. And I told him that, oh, no, we're just doing a criterium. He was concerned maybe we were going all over the city. Cause, so that's that in a nutshell. So.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Dr. Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to pick up on the comment the Garrison Brothers made about the bikers. They're quite happy to park a fair distance away. And I've been to a similar event to this, and indeed it becomes almost like a pit stop. I mean, the riders in the 9 o'clock race and the riders in the 10 o'clock race, many of them get know each other. And the fact that they have to park in the same place and get their bikes ready and get up to the race and after the race get back down, et cetera, is not a problem for them. And following that thought through, it just seemed to me that the perfect pit stop for this race is the government center down off Route 31. There's 4 big parking lots there, 4 parking lots, one of which is quite big, and it would be a natural almost a pit stop for the bike racers. And if they were quite willing to park their cars there and assemble themselves and get themselves up to the starting line. It would be a minimal disruption to parking downtown. And as I say, I've been to a similar kind of event where the bike racers sort of enjoyed all parking in the same place because, indeed, it is a certain camaraderie between the bike racers. And if I'm not correct, that would be true in this case, too. Is that true?
No, that's actually very true. I guess my question would be, what's the distance from the course?
It's about 3 to 4 blocks, I think, from the starting line.
Yeah. Mr. Evans, have you been in touch with the county regarding the use of that space? Although, technically speaking, it's public on the weekend, but out of courtesy.
Yeah, I haven't spoken directly about the government center.
We can certainly bring it up.
But the 6th Street School, and actually from what Michael has said, we're actually looking more like the high school, so they would be, you know, they talk about a mile. It's maybe
the government center is much closer.
Yeah, but they want to warm up as they get to the course. So
government center's on the bike path.
Yeah, well, there you go. Either way, but that just gives us more
so parking. So are a lot of amateurs. That's the problem.
Well, I can address that. What I was saying is that they don't mind parking a mile or 2 miles away because they got to warm up. But if it's 4 blocks away, they don't mind that either. From my understanding, I just want to am I correct that, if I may ask you, if it's 4 blocks or a mile or 2 miles, if it's posted on the website?
Absolutely.
Yeah, any of them would work. So I just wanted to ask a rider that was in the room. So I didn't mean that it's better a mile or two. It's just that if we need to get them out of the city more, we're open to that, and they're happy to do that.
If you have a space big enough for all of them, they're quite happy to use it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they can lay down, get dressed, relax.
Put the bikes together, take the bikes apart.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. Whatever works. I mean, that's what we're here for.
I encourage you to also talk to the county because that's a possibility. But the high school is also certainly. Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? Any other questions for either the Garrison boys, Mr. Heideloff, Mr. Evans, from the audience? Anyone else? Questions or comments? I promised this gentleman in the handsome sweater vest that he could go next.
This is my voice, too. My name is Gary Cushman, that's C-U-S-H-M-A-N, and I live at 515 Franklin. And I was at the meeting the other night, and I had a very, very different view of that meeting. First of all, the notice was mailed on the 7th. The meeting was on the 10th, so I'm not too surprised that not very many people showed up. There really wasn't enough time. During their presentation, the Garrisons, is that right?
Yes, sir.
They claimed that they looked for community involvement. And I asked them, how did you ascertain community involvement in Geneva? And they said, we talked to a few residents and we talked to a few retailers. I said, you didn't do a survey, you didn't do something qualitative or quantitatively like that? And they said, well, no. And I said, so, I mean, your survey is really meaningless. You just talked to a few people. It's your opinion. The bike trails that we have available currently are bought and paid for. We've got them out there. And I don't understand why we don't just go ahead and use them, rather than disrupt the neighborhood that I live in. You've mentioned at one point that it's a minor inconvenience. A couple of minutes out of every hour where you can take your car away from your presence is more than a minor inconvenience in my mind. Yeah, that's a fairly significant inconvenience. And when you're paying the taxes that we do in Geneva, it seems like at some point you should have a right to go to and leave your property. It just seems like a fundamental right. These bicycles can travel Geneva anytime they want. It's open. They don't have to have a race for it. They can enjoy the beauty. So, you know, I don't see what the deal is. They lost their one account in February. So if they didn't get to you until just before Memorial Day, I don't know what the big rush is all of a sudden. Sorry. It's my opinions.
Thank you, Mr. Cushman. From the audience, anyone else? This young lady, please join us at the microphone. How are you? And I think you may have arrived late, so if you could just share with us your name and spell your last name and address and Social Security number.
Dr. Patricia Zanelli.
Hi, Doc.
21 North 2nd Street. I'd like to address both you as a business owner and you as a resident, because that's really... it's really why we're here.
Doctor, if I could trouble you, Matt, to use the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the first gentleman who was speaking is a business owner in Geneva, as I am. I have my practice right in Geneva, 21 North 2nd Street. I love it. I wouldn't practice anywhere else. However, the flood raises all boats. Not directly, you know, because you can't invest in something and go, well, I put $5 out and I want my $5 back on that day. This event costs between $10,000 and $40,000 to put on. That's a lot of money. Our chamber is so good. It is a five-star chamber. They are so overwhelmed with Swedish days and the Christmas walk. You cannot ask another thing, and I wouldn't. Not only do they do all that, they have leads groups. They're very business positive. This is a ready-made gift that I am ready to unwrap because, in case people don't know, the restaurants and the shops are hurting. I started a promotion this past spring, Bike, Dine, and Shop, and what it does is it targets the residents in Geneva to come out and spend their money in the shops as well as eat at our restaurants. I don't benefit from that at all, you know. They said, hey, can you give a couple of hours to this? And I'm like, oh, sure. Well, a couple of hours started to become a couple of months. And going in and out of these restaurants, I saw one resident restaurant go down. I see two that are on their way. And, you know, this is a crisis right now. Same thing can be said for the shops. They're also hurting. We can't squeeze another event out of our chamber. They are understaffed as it is and do a great job. So here this pops up. It's like, hey, what's this? Oh, this could be really good. Okay, great. Well, when's it happening? Yeah, I know that they lost a client or something in February, March, and took a while. Well, these guys do their homeworks. They are not going to take this event to a town like Naperville in 59 and 75th Street. It's not going to fly there. They need the right location to get the right energy in order to put this event on. So, of course, Geneva is the perfect town. However, there are parking issues, and there are a lot of things that do come under because of the nature of the town. That's why I've got a couple of ideas. I have some petitions signed by about, I don't know, 10 or 12 business owners because the chamber golf outing is today. So I couldn't get to any of the owners, and I just found out about this on Thursday. Every restaurant I've spoken with, I actually left a message for somebody who has their business in the Berry House. Everyone I've spoken to are like, gee, I don't know, how will this affect my business? And the restaurants who are north of 38, in case nobody knows, they're hurting just as much as the people on 3rd Street. So we came up with an idea to have a mini coach come and transport people from the designated parking spots to the downtown area. If nothing is official, you know, because this race isn't even here now. However, if we were to have a way to bring in people to that downtown area, if you don't think they're going to stay and shop after everything is done or eat or whatever, when they have a way back to their car, I think that would be a really great benefit. And for about $2,000, we can have them not only circle the downtown area, but we can have an external, like a Trader Joe's parking spot or something like that, to bus all these people in. You mentioned the Barrington people that come down. If we can get parking and access to parking, they will not be affected. They might be here a little bit longer, but they might have the best shopping experience that they've ever had because it is a captive audience. There's no doubt about that. So I think that that's really important. It's not so much what is the problem, it's how we can solve this problem. And I think having two motor coaches bringing people in and out, that way they feel like they can get to their cars and possibly be made available to the residents. I didn't even think of that, but as you were talking. Unfortunately, only 22% of the residents eat and shop in Geneva. If we had more residents shopping and eating here, we wouldn't have to bring this bike event. We'd say, you know, take it to Batavia because it's just too much hassle. We are hurting. We're hurting like nobody's business. And it's not just here, it's everywhere. we have a one day of inconvenience, at least for the residents. We have a day of potential problems for the shops. We also have been getting together some donations of bags so that we can hand out a bag, and we're hoping to have each business and restaurant put their menu and some kind of something to get somebody into their shop, and those will be handed out on race day, because that's one way we can get the people into the businesses. We also have the bike, dine, and shop promotion, which we will be selling that day. What it is you have to go into five shops, get a punch, and then submit it to win this bicycle. Wouldn't it be great if we had 1,000 more entrants for that? I mean, what a powerful thing, because you can't enter to win the bicycle unless you get it punched. So I think that's yet another program that we can have. Now, the Garrisons I haven't really talked to, but they assured me that there's a hierarchy of, like, committees. Like, somebody has to call for corporate sponsorship. Somebody has to call the restaurant to see if they want to sponsor a lap. There's a framework in place that it's a month. It's a month out of our lives. I swore I wouldn't do anything else after Bike, Dine, and Shop. But then this came, and the restaurants really could use it, and so could the shops. I'm not sure how we can make it as good for the shops, because they do close earlier, and they're not open as late. So I'm not so sure, but I think it's going to be positive. And if we work together, maybe we can figure out some of these concerns. I don't want his people leaving 3rd Street, you know, because they can't park. I think if we address that, I think that's half the battle. I want to make this work. I don't know if anybody else sees the potential, but I think it's really valuable. And that's all I really wanted to say. Everything I've come in contact with has been real positive. And for about $2,000, we can have those buses coming. So if anybody would like to sponsor a bus, there is room for a banner on it, whoever is the kindest who wants to do that. But I think that would really be something valuable for Geneva. And I hope it goes well. I hope they come back next year, and I hope they ask for money and that we have it to give. Because I think for one day, it's like a one-day Swedish event. And we had a really hard winter, as did the shops and the restaurants. So that's all I want to say.
Dr. Zanelli, if you have those petitions, you'd like to hand them to Mr. Evans, that'd be wonderful. And he'll be certain to circulate those amongst the council members so that we can have a record. And, of course, we'll post those as well under the Economic Development Department's website. Mr. Simon.
I'm Mike Simon, S-I-M-O-N, 614 Easton Avenue in Geneva. I was one of the two merchants who did make it to the meeting last Thursday night, and I only made it because I got a letter on Thursday, and I called Nancy, and I said, I'm not going to be home for dinner tonight, hon. I think if there was more notice, there would have been a lot more people there, which I think is symptomatic of the whole problem with this program. Everything's being rushed, and nothing's being thought out as thoroughly as it should be. The meeting on Thursday night went into a lot more detail than what's been explained now, and I'd like to explain some of the things that I learned on Thursday night. First of all, there are going to be volunteers from the bike organization. They're going to handle traffic control. 40 some odd, I think you said, and two members of the Geneva Police Force. Now, when people are coming into town, those 40 people aren't going to know where to direct them when they say, how do I get to the Little Traveler? How do I get to Graham's? Where do I park? These are not people who are local. They're not going to know what to say. In my own little corner of the world, where's the mouse here?
Did you find it, Mike?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the Traveler. My customers park in one of two places, either along Fulton Street here, where there are 30 spaces, or in the Fulton Street lot, where there's 60 spaces. Those aren't going to be accessible that day. In addition to that, all of our employees park here in what's commonly known as the Siegel's lot. That's one of the lots that's being designated for the bikers. I have between 75 and 100 employees who park there each day. On the rare occasions that that's closed, they'll park in the historic district. Well, that's not going to happen either. So I have customers with no place to park and employees with no place to park that day. I asked about how the customers will be able to cross the streets, because most of my customers will come into town not knowing anything about this. They just want to come in to shop. And we were told that there'll be a break between each of the races. That break will be 5 minutes long, and during those 5 minutes, the crossers will help them cross the street. But in addition to that, they said that the bikes won't be going all the time, so there'll be other times when they don't see bikes that people can cross. And I don't know if most of our customers are going to feel comfortable either waiting for that five-minute break or looking to see when there's not a biker going 40 miles an hour so they can feel free crossing the street. Generally, Saturday is our busiest day of the year, and I think that's the case with most of the businesses. I do an average of 3 weekdays worth of business on a Saturday. If this goes through and you do it and my customers can't get into my store, basically what you're asking me to do is write off one of my Saturdays, not just me, but the other merchants, not just on 3rd Street, but all through Geneva, because there aren't going to be parking places for the customers because the key places in the downtown aren't going to be accessible. The bikers, of course, hopefully will find one of the staging areas. But when you look at the amount of people who park on 3rd Street, in the historic district, in the Fulton Street lot, on Fulton Street, if they do decide to stay downtown, and that's a big if, because the people who are going to be directing traffic won't know where to tell them to go, and it's going to be a bottleneck, and they're probably going to say, I'm just going to come back a different day, or worse yet, I'm going to go out to Randall Road. We're out of business for the day. And if this happens this year, then basically you're saying, okay, well, one Saturday out of the year, we're going to ask the downtown businesses to give it up so that we can accommodate the bikers. That's all great. If you go back to the YouTube video and you look at the speed those guys are going, this is not customer friendly. These aren't the kind of things that people are going to be able to feel comfortable walking across the street in between. And it's nothing that's going to bring customers to downtown or help the customers who are already there be able to shop. I think Craig's first comment, will this turn Geneva into an arena for the day? The answer, the way this is being planned, is definitely yes. Ray's idea of moving everything west one block to 4th Street would solve 90% of the problems. If that's a possibility, then I think that would be real doable for most of us because the downtown will be back in business. Without that, we're screwed.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. You're next.
Mike Bruno, 522 Fulton Street, Bruno. I'm just one of the residents. I'm within the boundary of the course, so I'm as inconvenienced as anyone by the race. But we are very excited about it. I've attended some bike races. There is a lot of foot traffic that does infiltrate across the course, and even during the race. You know, when there is a break, there are marshals. People do get back and forth. But I think it'd be a very exciting thing. It does seem rushed. I think it's important that we do have a good plan and allay the fears of merchants and employee parking and customer parking. Given, you know, the way it shook out with the cancellations and the relatively short notice. I expect this is going to be pretty rough around the edges this first year, but, you know, if it looks like it's even halfway positive, and I expect that it will be, I think then we can look forward to really making it a great event to bring, you know, world-class and elite athletes into the town. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Bruno. This gentleman in the back had his hand up. Welcome.
Thank you. Ben Raby, R-A-B-Y, 1333 North Kingsbury, Chicago.
Well, welcome to the western suburbs, Ben.
Thanks. Well, I went to junior high and high school out here.
You're kidding. Whereabouts?
In Geneva.
Is that right? Why haven't you been back since then?
Because I've had a cycling career. So anyway, I'm here in support of the town of Geneva and in support of having a bicycle race here in Geneva. You know, as I said, I went to junior high and high school here. I started my racing career here in Geneva. and just kind of finished up, I guess, a couple years ago. You know, first of all, I'd like to compliment all you guys in asking great questions. The concerns are very legitimate, and especially with the folks who live here and as well as the shops and the restaurants. This is new. This is something different. It's nothing like it that has really been done here before in Geneva. So it's, I think it's very appropriate to ask those questions, have those concerns. It's something different. And that's why the people who are concerned highlight the possible struggles of traffic closures, of how other people are going to get by, your concern is where are these people going to park? It's inconvenient for them to walk half a block to my store. Well, right. There's going to be some sacrifices. There's difference. There's change. But, you know, I feel that this is a great town to showcase an event like this. It's a great opportunity to demonstrate what a friendly town it is, what a great downtown it has. It's got quite a few bike shops in this town and surrounding. We've got a great bike path trail system. And, you know, going to your point of moving the course, I think it would be a disservice to the town of Geneva to move it a block off. You know, Geneva is, you know, part of Geneva is 3rd Street. And you want to have a race in a downtown on a main strip. You know, as far as the concerns in traffic, I've raced Super Week often. I started racing it, I think, in 99. So I've done many of the events as a bike racer. They do a tremendous job of doing putting on a great show. It's run efficiently throughout the whole day. Just because they're coming here to the town of Geneva, it's not going to change anything for them. They're still putting on a race. The same race that they've put on for X amount of years. It's still the same procedures. It's getting people across the course safely. Yes, the riders are going at a lot faster than you guys will. Most people would perceive people cyclists to go around on the course, but the people who are involved with this are aware of that. They're sensitive to that. They will conduct and move traffic forward through the course to get to the shops, to get to the restaurants, to get to their cars. You know, I think it's a great idea, your point of bringing up parking at the government center. You know, that seems like a great place, and it was very savvy of you to say that, you know, a lot of cyclists like to meet before the race and talk and communicate before their race and then go race and then meet after the race. As far as other people parking a little bit further, that gives them an opportunity to walk part of the town. You know, you can park two blocks, three blocks down. You might pass a shop that you may have not seen before, you know. It's okay to walk. You know, it's okay. You know, some people are going to ride their bikes down. I think it was brought up that a lot of the families will have a barbecue out, you know, during the race. And I've seen that many of times in bike races is a lot of these families have, you know, oh, it's an event, something new. Let's bring people over and celebrate that they're closing down the street and we can have kind of a party atmosphere. As far as the bike pass, I think, you know, we can't have a race on the bike pass, I'm sorry, but, you know, that's not what they're for. But the city of Geneva, you know, we do have bike paths and we share it with other towns, and that's something that somebody else brought up was the fact that, or Bruce brought that up, is that, yeah, it might be an inconvenience for some shop owners on this day. They might have to make a sacrifice. But the people who enter these races, they're not kids. They're not all kids. They're males. They're females. They're all ages. A lot of them do this as a hobby. They have a full-time job. They have a family. They're middle income to high income. And they may want to come back. They say, you know, this is a great place. You know, we want to bring the family here and go to Island Park in a month from now or in a couple of weeks. Right, that's a possibility. But that happens. You know, I mean, these people would fall in love with the town. It's a great place, and I think it would be a great opportunity for Geneva to jump on this. I mean, the infrastructure is, as you were commenting on, the infrastructure is here. They're coming, they're setting up this race. There's no the resources being pulled from you guys is limited. And yes, it's last minute. Absolutely. But I think there's plenty, you know, it's last minute to you guys, but for them, it's just, they're just putting on another bike race, and they're going to just go through their routine like they do in every other town, and they've got plenty of experience to do so with the time they have until that event. And I think it's, you know, I think moving on, then you guys can experience it and embrace it, and then next year be more prepared and cater to all the shops, whether they're restaurants or whether they're just a merchandise shop, which would, you know, maybe be more of a struggle in an event like this, but maybe they can be involved in the race somehow in the following years.
Ben, stick around. I think Dr. Brown might have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What occurred to me was one of the problems brought up is the 40 volunteers that were coming to town are knowledgeable about how to run the race and how to get people across without endangering either the bike riders or the pedestrians, but they're not knowledgeable about the town necessarily. One thought it occurred to me is if we could partner a local volunteer with each one of the race volunteers, you would then have a pair that would both know how to adjudicate the race and keep people out of the way and would also be able to answer questions. I, for one, would be willing to volunteer to partner with one of your volunteers. And the city does, through SPAC, have a subcommittee called the Bike Ped Committee. And I just bet that the Bike Ped Committee would be willing to try to see if they could find volunteers. I know some of them personally would volunteer in a minute to come out and partner with your. Is this something, Mr. Garrison, that I ask either of the Garrison brothers, is this something that has occurred, could occur, or would make sense?
Yeah, that'd be great. I know that that Bruce is looking for volunteers.
Andrew, all the way to the mic.
I'm sorry. Thank I know you, that sir. Bruce is looking for volunteers, and usually it's local bike clubs.
That's equivalent. I don't know if we have a bike club. Bruce would know that, but we certainly have something called the Bike Ped Committee, which are very active bicyclists in town. And as I say, the partnering of one of your people who knows how to run the race with one of our people who knows how to tell people to get to Mike Simon shop.
Be perfect.
Would, I think, might work out very well.
I think that's
short notice, but enthusiasts tend to jump even on short notice. And I like to ride a bike, too. I will volunteer at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there is a strong cycling community here in Geneva and surrounding towns. But to add to that point, I mean, I think it'd be fairly simple to have a printout, a downtown map highlighting the merchandise stores and restaurants that the volunteers could have in hand. And if somebody does ask that question, if they are lost or if they are trying to find a store, is you hand them a merchandise map of Geneva.
Anyone else on the dais for Ben or any question for Ben? You retired professionally from cycling or?
Yeah, more or less, I guess, 2007.
And what year did you graduate Geneva High School?
Graduated in 98.
Clearly not the top of your class.
Okay, that's good. Sorry.
98, yeah. That's awesome.
Well, you know, the high school was...
So much different then, wasn't it?
A lot different.
Yeah.
I think...
Good comeback.
A lot of us squeezed through there.
Alderman Flanagan.
I don't have a question, but somebody mentioned something about a map or... I think the chamber has a book that they give out and have available for everybody and anybody. Have you, I know everybody's talking about Saturday, and I'm going to throw this out because I don't know how you run your races, but what about Sunday?
That's you guys. Thanks for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Ben. Welcome
really
back. Don't be a stranger.
We won't.
I'll address that in just a second. I just want to finish up a question that was just asked about handout maps, and Patricia was saying that she's going to be working on this, and really it ties in wonderful with biking and eating and shopping. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we got to ask her either now or later, but my thought is if she's actually going to be on site promoting this and we're announcing loud to the spectators to if you want information on how to get to the restaurants or to get to the shops, go over to your booth and hand out the information as well as the volunteers. So we're duplicating, but duplication is good because the more points – that we can get the info out, the better.
Your finishing line speakers will, I presume, cover those two blocks. You're in the middle of the two right. Third Street blocks, right? And presumably you'll be able to hear on both of those blocks, you'll be able to hear anything announced from your stage. Is that correct?
Yes. And, like I said in the beginning, I engage business owners to come up on stage, be interviewed, talk about their business. talk about what they have to offer that day. And I pulled teeth one time to get this lady to come in who had a coffee shop. And then she goes, what did you do to me at the end of the night? I had lines, you know, buying the coffee. Because she was off the beaten path, so she wasn't even on, like, a 3rd Street. She thought, oh, I wish I was on 3rd Street. So, you know, everyone's got their different feel. As far as addressing what day, well, this was the day, the only day that was open in terms of
okay.
a location. Everything else was filled, and there was a pending commitment, but this was it.
I just brought that up because I know that, you know, for one, there would be some shops that would be closed and wouldn't be impacted, so
And
that was my thought.
And the Sunday, if it would have materialized, I was told that due to the churches, that could be an issue too. So
sometimes
you can't win to lose. But we're like I said, I also appreciate all these questions and appreciate everybody's comments.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. Mrs. Jones, is there anyone else who would like to add anything at all?
Yes, I'm just going to bring up one thing that hasn't been brought up tonight.
Sharon, I think. Nobody knows
who
you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Sharon Jones. I live at 521 Franklin Street, which is smack dab in the middle of the route, but that doesn't impact what I'm saying right now. I just loved our young man's comments here, and I would like to enlarge on that. I mean, there's a whole new wonderful movement across our country, and it's about living locally, eating locally, exercise more healthy. It's better for us, the community. I mean, I can't think of anything more uplifting than to ride a bike. I mean, it is unbelievable. And it's a huge, big, new popular thing, and it's good for us, biking is. The amount of biking people I see from my river park looking across at Bruce Heidloff's business over there is just unbelievable. But it's good for us. It's good for us. So we're promoting this kind of a thing, not just think of retail and economic development and income and things like that, but what is good for the community, i.e. all of us in this area, and to bring biking and the exercise and the pleasure and the beauty of nature, because our river that we have is our greatest asset, and those bike trails, and to showcase this type of, and what's popular now and good for us, do it. And then it'll spill over into others. They'll say, oh, God, that's beautiful, Geneva. I'm coming back. And our nature is our gift here. That's all.
Thank you, Sharon. This young lady, then that young lady.
Oh, hello, I'm Becky Weaver. I'm at 11 East State. I'm underneath Bruce. I'm a brand new business owner with Becky's Best. I have a little...
Yeah, we see your signs out there. I know.
Oh, you do? Okay,
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Bruce is always moving it inside. You're taking it out. It's like illegal.
Cool. I'm just there on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm not even anywhere close to, you know, this path or anything. But I just want to see a lot of people come in town. You know, that excites me. I know that, you know, there's a lot of time. Hey, this weekend I was hurting. You know, it was raining all weekend and, you know, it hurt me. You know, the weather affects all of us, even restaurants, when I've been in the restaurant business. But I feel that, you know, getting the people in town, generating the energy is just really good for everyone. And like I said, I'm far away from it. You know, I'm by where Bruce is. But I like to see this excitement go. So I appreciate your support and hope to see any of you when you're biking, okay, because I'm right by the bike trail. So. Thank you again.
I usually drive down with my bike in my trunk with Mr. Piper. Looks good.
And my brother Mark, he's also very helpful, and he supplies my ice cream, so you're going to have to.
Ah, that's the guy.
Inglenook has been in town.
I'm not coming up here, though.
That's your brother?
Yeah.
That's Mark.
Uh-huh, my brother. I'm in trouble, aren't I?
In more ways than you know. It's unbelievable.
I had to grow up with it. I'm 10 years younger than him.
Well, how's that feel, Mark? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Miss? And then I think I saw a hand over here as well. Ah, Mr. Burnham. Yes. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Kim Kane, K-A-N-E. Owner of the Great Harvest Bread Company in Geneva at 13 North 3rd. I think that any exposure for this town is wonderful exposure. I mean, we're tucked away on the north end of 38, and I see all kinds of people parking a little bit away from downtown and walking by my door, many of which come in, and they've made the route up and down 3rd Street. And I think any time that we can bring people into the city of Geneva, it's a win-win for us. I wouldn't say let's move the route. I think that it would be sad to see people come downtown and miss it. Let them come and see how beautiful it is and walk by our doors and walk in, hopefully many of them, and spend their money here in this town. I find it hard to believe that, as the gentleman said who owns Little Traveler, that people would come down here and not get caught up in the excitement of what's going on, that they would be so focused in shopping and wouldn't look up and see how exciting this is and all these people and all this energy. I would think that would just add to their shopping experience and they'd have just even better day here in Geneva. I think that's something that we need to take into account. From what we've seen, many of these events come into town. Take the film festival, for example. And we personally didn't see a lot from that particular event. I don't know that there was much going on right here in downtown. So to have an event right here in the business district, I think, is a wonderful thing. And we would welcome that type of event. I would be very interested to hear, however, how they will be supporting the merchants. I love the idea of having maps available that would point out your retail establishments, your restaurants, because there are those who are not right there within that 2 or 3 block area, and they may get missed. People may not realize that if you cross 38 or turn down 38, you can get some wonderful shopping done as well. So that would be a very interesting thing to hear, that they're doing goodie bags with information about downtown and what we have to offer. I'm sure the chamber would have a tremendous amount of information to add to that. So that's really all I have to say, but I think it would be a great thing for everybody.
Thank you, Mrs. Kent.
Thank you.
Is Marty baking?
He's home with the kids.
Kids.
Thank you.
Awesome. Mr. Burnham.
I'm still waiting for my check, by the way.
Hey, listen, I sent that thing a week ago.
Well, I'll be looking for it. Steve,
it's a
Burnham.
Private conversation. You guys just yes. Talk amongst yourselves. So.
Steve Burnham, B-U-R-N-H-A-M, paper merchant, 3rd and Fulton. Very brief. I don't know if anybody on this council and the people in this town really realize the number of businesses in the downtown community that are teetering on closing down. I don't think this whole event is to our advantage. I like the idea of it, but I just don't think it'll do any of us any good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burnham. Bill, welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Bill Briner, Persimmon Tree on 3rd Street. I also live in this area that's blocked out for it. Been in business for 34 years. I'll be very brief and tell you that not one event that takes place on 3rd Street has done anything but hurt retail sales. I'm referring to the concourse, it hurts retail sales. I'm referring to the art show, it hurts retail sales. When people come to town for these events, they do not shop. They will eat in the restaurants. Your restaurants will benefit from this. But the retail stores on 3rd Street will get hurt. Not one person in this whole room has come up here or from the council has supported this that has a business on 3rd Street. There's a reason for that. We've been down this road. It doesn't work. I'm not saying this isn't a great idea. I'm not saying it wouldn't be a super thing to have for the community. And it's probably a positive thing for Geneva. But you're asking a group of merchants to sacrifice money from their pocket to support this. Everyone who's voting on this has no skin in the game. The ones that are getting hurt are the merchants on 3rd Street. And
I guess I'm sort of taken back because I didn't even know anything about this until today, this morning when Mike Simon called me. I have a home in the area. I've not been surveyed or asked anything about this. I have a business on 3rd Street. No one's approached me about it. That's about all I got to say, is these events, although they are very nice for the community, they do not do anything but adversely affect the retail sales of the stores that are affected by parking or for the event, even on the art show. It's a great event. But the only thing that comes in our store are people looking for a bathroom. And that's exactly what's going to happen with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Briner. Sir?
Hello. My name is Peter Kelly. I'm a Geneva resident. I live on 117 McKinley Avenue.
Welcome, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you. I was just going to sit back and enjoy the show, but I do have a couple comments. One being, it sounds like a lot of the festivals in Geneva, like Swedish Days, like the Art Festival, if I'm not mistaken, you know, many of the booths are out on 3rd Street and out on the sidewalks. Is that usually the case? A lot of vendors out there.
Correct.
In this case, you know, the bikes are going to be racing down the street, and the spectators are all going to be, you know, walking the sides of the race, and their only, you know, retail opportunities, their only break from the race, you know, are the retail shops that are already established, you know, on 3rd Street. I do race bikes. I just started last year. And before that, I attended quite a few races because I have some family members and friends who race. There's a lot of other local races, like in, you know, in Winfield and Wooddale and these other areas. And I personally have gone to some of these races, and I've stepped into a retail store somewhere I never would have found myself. I wouldn't even gone to these towns if it weren't for these races, and went inside and purchased something for my daughter. So it's just, you know, there are benefits here. Geneva is, you know, compared to these other towns that I've been to watch the race as a spectator, it's going to be an unbelievable town. People will come back, and I just think it'll be a great thing for the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Anyone else in the audience? Sir, welcome. Are you guys cruising back to... How do you pronounce that? Milwaukee? Right. You still live in Whitefish Bay? Oh, I still live in Whitefish Bay.
Nice. I'm Rob Kelly. I live on 108 South River Lane.
The guy having a party.
Yeah, having a party. And, you know, I've been to a lot of bike races, raced bikes for a long time, and also lived in this community a long time and own a business here. And, you know, bike races are something that can definitely... I think in that gentleman's experience, I think it's hard to, you know, hard to counter if he's had a retail store for here for that long. But I think if retailers are creative about it, it can bring some exposure to their business. And I also think it's a really healthy festival. You know, Swedish Days is something that we all support because we believe in shopping locally. I mean, I bought something at the Verve, at Little Traveler, at, you know, went to eat at Matsuri this weekend. I mean, we're very, very ardent shop locally people. And the gentleman that has the Italian pottery store, which I'm familiar with, you know, you could do a preem. You could have, you know, you could put up a prize for a lap, and the announcer will talk about your shop and say it's, you know, right over there, and thank you for supporting the race, and you'll have people go to your shop. And I think that those are creative options that you can use, and these two actually have a really good example of their retail business and, you know, in Whitefish Bay. And I think it's, you know, you look at Swedish Days, and we support it, as I said, because we're shop local people, but there's a negative element that comes to town with that. I mean, at night, after the families go home, you know, I've broken up a fight in the lot behind my house while my 8-year-old daughter listened. I've chased, you know, drunks away that were trying to relieve themselves on my lawn, you know, different things that are really frustrating when it comes to Swedish Days, but we support it because we believe in this town, we love this town, and believe in shopping locally. And this is something that, you know, I think, and as Peter was saying, it's different than the art fair where everybody just goes, you know, to those tents in the middle of town, and it's different than the Christmas walk where people are focused on going to the homes. And I do believe that merchants can get creative and bring business to their, you know, to their establishment. And more importantly, it's a really, really positive, amazing event that these guys put on. I mean, you will not believe the action. And I guarantee you that on Sunday morning, our kids are going to be out on their bikes because of what they saw on Saturday. And also, the only other thing I'd like to say is that Alderman Brown's idea of having the parking down at the government center was my exact thought when I heard about the race, because, one, there's a lot of space, and it can keep people away from, you know, the downtown that are racing, and also you have the bike path to warm up on and to, you know, to get to the start finish. And I just think, you know, and the idea of having a map or somebody to help people, you know, guide them around the town, I think these are all things that can be worked on. At the same time, I feel for the merchants because I really, really root for the merchants. And, you know, these gentlemen that are concerned about their store, I mean, you know, I'm concerned about your store. I mean, that's why I live here, because of your store and because of the downtown area. And my feeling is that, you know, it's hopefully not a sacrifice for the merchants. Hopefully they can put on this, get creative, and come up with ideas and work with the race directors to actually drive business, you know, to your stores. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Anyone else from the audience? I'm going to recognize we got three folks who want to speak again. Okay, come on up. Mrs. Kane, you're next.
Very short and sweet. We've taken up a lot of time on the subject for obvious reasons. We've said over and over again from everybody that's come up here that talks about the positive end of why this should be happening. I don't think any of the merchants say it isn't positive, but it's not positive for business. We're talking about paying bills, people. And I understand the fact that the people in the audience, the bikers, all reach out to us individuals, but I'd like you to come to my store on Friday when I pay my bills and help me go through that process. I'm being somewhat facetious because, as the gentleman mentioned earlier from Persimmon Tree, years have gone by with bringing stuff into downtown Geneva, and I've only experienced it for six, not necessarily on a positive basis, and it hasn't helped. Now, maybe with more planning from a positive standpoint, that this could turn out to be very good next year. 2 weeks of effort with only 20, maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, 20 merchants on 3rd Street, of which they've contacted a restaurant and a few individual residents, doesn't necessarily give you the necessary metrics to find out what's really going on in downtown Geneva. And I think if we spend the time, and I'm asking, I'm not telling, if we spend the time and look at what it could do to us, it could be very positive. But in my business as project manager, I plan first before I react. And it takes a lot of planning to pull something off. 2 weeks does not necessarily, in my opinion, put together a good plan to bring us to a point of we say this is or is not going to be successful. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I would just remind the alderman, if there's going to be any side conversations, so please turn your microphones off, because it is picked up. I mean, I encourage the side conversations, but just make sure your mics are off, so I know it sometimes interferes with folks. Mrs. Kane. And then Mr. Is it Bruno? Oh, I see. Bruno. Sorry about that.
Hi. Just a quick note. You know, being a merchant in Geneva, I can spend money on newspaper ads, on all kinds of marketing materials, and all kinds of things to try to bring people into town and into my store. These guys are willing to do it on their dime right now, bringing 2,000 people into this town who might come in my store, and I think that is invaluable. I need that. We're hurting just as much as anybody else. I've got a block that's dying. There's nothing around me. I need the business, and I need people in this town. I need them to come to my store. So can I sacrifice a little bit? I'm asking maybe they can sacrifice a little bit because it's not so good for me, you know? Don't spend your money on advertising this on a newspaper ad this month. Take a little hit
and use it in your marketing plan and just go with it. Bring people, get creative, bring them in your store that day. Don't just sit on your hands and say, oh, they're watching a race, they're not coming in here. It's not the right way to look at this. I think that they're bringing these people to this town, and we need to open our doors and say, come in. I think we'd be fools. Now, if they don't think they have enough time to prepare it and to advertise it and get the people here that they're promising, well, then stand up and say that. If it is enough time, then let's do it, because we need it. We are hurting.
Thank you, Mrs. Kane. Mr. Bruno?
Yeah, one thing that was said earlier, do I have to restate my address, Dan?
No, I have that in my file.
One thing that was stated earlier by one of the racers made me wanted to restate it. There is something unusual about an event like this in that there is multiple discrete events, and when a race is over, things stop. People aren't standing at an empty street. They're going to go occupy themselves somewhere. All the issues that were brought up here in terms of taking care of the merchants, it's legitimate. Maybe it is too short a time. You'll deliberate on that. But I think we need to keep in mind that this is a unique event, too, that I think may offer more shopping opportunities during that downtime.
Could we have Mr. Garrison expand on that? What is the length of the race compared to the length between the races? And how many races are there during a day?
Well, on this particular day, we've got, I believe it's seven races, but the races that are running throughout the day have small fields, usually small amounts of spectators, hundreds of people, not thousands. And the big race is going to be at 6 p.m., which it's my understanding a lot of these retailers are closed at that time. And that's where you're going to get the majority of your crowd, whether it be local, because they're going to come out to see the international riders, the Olympians. You know,
I'm interested in the one during the day. What is the actual scenario? How does it work? The gun goes off at 9 o'clock. How long
does
it
race? Goes off at 10 o'clock. So 10, this is how it'll start up. 10 a.m., there's a Category 4 or 5 race. The maximum amount of riders is going to be 75. My gut feeling it's going to be 40, 50.
What kind of people are in that race?
As far as what?
Individual, young, ages.
It could be 16 to 50.
Okay. Seniors. How long does that race last?
That race lasts for... I don't have my I don't have the schedule in front of me, but it's probably about 35, 40 minutes.
And then the next race comes?
11 a.m.
So there's quite a big gap between races.
There's not a huge gap. There's typically 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, depending on scheduling, where, you know, how things go.
But during the race, you're saying there's big gaps.
During the race, you can cross the street 20 times after the riders go back and forth. So they ride in a peloton typically, which is a pack of riders. If anyone's straggling, gets lapped, whatever, they get pulled by the officials typically. And so the group goes by. You've got a minute or two to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth as much as you want. It's not even an issue. There's no safety issues. It's very comfortable, actually.
So in these short races, they actually do ride a peloton, even in a short track
absolutely.
Race.
Absolutely. And then we have another race at 12 p.m. That's the Masters Men 1-2-3. These are guys that pretty much work for a living, have careers, and the reason they race Masters is they want to go back to work and they want to be with their families at night so they don't have accidents. Then we have the Masters 4-5 at 1:20. And then we're going to have 2:20, the Cat 3 Men. At 3:40, the Pro Women are going to go off. And just to give an example, we have a team of Colombian women coming in, and several a team from South Africa of women, and various other, you know, across the country and states. Then we've got at 5:45 p.m. are the announcements, so there's an hour break in there. At 5:45 p.m. are the announcements. At 6 p.m. the pros kick off, and there we expect a lot of riders, probably 100 to 150 riders. And you still have time to get across the street after they go by safely and comfortably. It's not an issue. I was just going to say, so the schedule is pretty liberal. There's a lot of time in between riders. Did I answer your question? And then I just wanted to address one other thing. As far as the retail shops, between Mike and I and our group of people, we've been up here, I think, 14 times now. and we've eaten in many of your restaurants, and we've shopped in many of your retail stores. In fact, when I was up here last, I went to Little Traveler. I bought 3 bottles of water and 2 cake mixes for my wife. And so what I'm trying to tell you is, and I noted that my mother, my mother-in-law, my wife, and my sister-in-law would all love your store, and that I need to bring them up here. So what I'm trying to give you an example is, I'm from out of town. I would have never seen your town probably unless I came up here to pursue the recommendation of some riders that thought this would be a really awesome town for a race. We came to town now 14 times, and we have bought gas here. He stayed in a hotel here. We have gone to your restaurants, and just already we've had some economic impact. Just imagine 2,000 to 3,000 people with the riders coming in on one day, and they're staying in your hotels, they're buying fuel, they're buying food, they're shopping in your retail stores, and I've been doing this for 20 years. They're going to shop in the retail stores. These people have money. They're not here to drink beer and get drunk. They're here to enjoy themselves. It's like a vacation for them, and that's typically how it works.
And I wanted to add one more thing, because this is really important, because I've heard merchants come up being concerned about all these different events we have heard us. Okay. All these other events are focused in on what their products or service that they're selling that particular day. What we have is a component bike race. We've got races that are 20 miles, 40 miles, 75 miles, 62 miles. Families come in and they watch a relative or a friend ride. I've watched this in all other communities. Once the race starts, there's a break, meaning a break. Fans start walking around. They start crossing back and forth. They're going in to get something to eat. They're going in to check out the shops. And as far as Geneva goes, to me, when I'm the marketing director, and when I looked around, this is a home run location in terms of a lot of different things so close to get to. Again, if things are in the middle, people think that, oh, I'm staying in the middle. With this event, again, people that come out, it's like a sporting event. They got about a 3-hour window. But when you're watching the racers go by and you know that it's going to be another 50 minutes before the finish, they like to mingle around, they like to go shop, and they like to go eat. Personally, Patricia's idea, I mean, that's incredible. I mean, if we really can put this together, and we can, because working with her and her passion and our passion, we can get these packets out to every rider. We can let every rider that lines up that day before their race from the announcer announce and give a listing of all the merchants as well as the restaurants that have participated in the program and talk about them and what that they've got offers in their bag. These are loyal, committed riders. They give back to the communities that allow them to really utilize the streets. We're passionate about it because we have done our homework. Our homework has taken time. We've met with Paul starting actually in April. The reason for a 2 to 3 week gap is I was the one that was working directly with Paul, and on one Thursday afternoon, I started to get severe pain, side of my chest. I'm eating lunch here in Geneva, took the guys out to eat, and I said, gentlemen, I'm not myself. I don't mean to run, but I'm not feeling good. We're going to have to continue this tomorrow. So I went back to the hotel, laid down, pain got a lot worse, and before you know it, I was in the hospital for 10 days. That's the only reason why there was a delay. But I got to say that our organization and our staff that we work together, the first thing they said to me is they go, Mike, we realize that you're like 3 people to one of us. But I was very impressed on how they handled everything. They came up here multiple times. They went into businesses. They took a look at them. They, you know, talked to different people. We've done the best we can. And in my opinion, it's because of Paul that we've done an amazing job. He's laid out all the groundwork, what needs to happen. We've had a lot of meetings that have been beneficial with the organization, with the city, with the police. And our number one concern is safety. And another concern is obviously that everybody has a feel-good atmosphere, not only when we get here, but we leave here. But our mission and our goal in any community, whatever we've done, is to have that lasting impression. And the last thing I wanted to say, I'm going to keep it brief, is that I don't look at it as it's one day out of the year that we close the streets and some people might be impacted. Because let's face it, not everybody can be happy. But I'll tell you what, we're going to put tons of smiles on tons of people's faces, from the kids that come out to the riders, to merchants, to restaurant owners, city officials, and staff. I tell every community this. The biggest bang for the dollar is the fact that you've got 500 to 750 cyclists plus other people coming in the community to get to see Geneva. And I can't stop talking about Geneva. I mean, I was with my in-laws in Highland Park over the weekend, and I was telling them about how great it is and how my mother-in-law would love to come shopping here. And she's like, really? Well, we're going to have to come to the race and check it out. All I'm trying to say is that word-of-mouth advertising today is huge. Nobody really looks at coupons. Nobody listens to the radio or the TV. Internet's where it's at, and word-of-mouth. And I didn't get paid any money to tell my friends or my family on how awesome Geneva is. And there's going to be 500 to 700 cyclists that we know for sure are coming that are going to see Geneva, a lot of them for the very first time. And there's going to be a huge wow factor. I don't think anybody in this room can say that this is not an amazing town. It's got a lot to offer. The residual effect for the businesses, the restaurants, the city, impact's going to be incredible. I mean, we tallied that if you go to the Tour of Missouri and they kicked in $2 million and closed down highways and had 200-mile bike races to close everything down, the lieutenant said, I don't mind putting in $2 million into this six-day bike race in Missouri because the economic and residual benefit is going to be tremendous. And he had a huge number of how much every rider spent. We believe our number is conservative. And let's just say that it's only $100 per rider that spends his money here. That's $70,000 generated in this community. And if they bring a friend or two, all of a sudden, that's a couple $100,000 generated. So the way I look at it is not everybody's going to be, we don't know, it's like the lottery. Who knows what stores they're going to go to? But I agree with one thing, as many of you said, if you're proactive, if you say, you know what, let's do something.
Mr. Garrison, we've got to wrap it up.
Okay.
So anyone else in the audience wishing to add anything, ask any questions of either the elected officials, the Garrisons, Mr. Evans? Alderman Hill?
Mr. Mayor, I have a parliamentary procedure question. If we vote as a committee of the whole tonight to approve this event, we must wait until next Monday night at City Council meeting to make final formal approval. Is that correct?
That is correct. Just so everyone understands, tonight as we act as a committee, this if there's a positive vote at this committee, it advances it for formal recommendation a week from tonight. If there's a negative vote tonight, the issue is put asunder. So
in other words, we do have a week to study the comments that have been made tonight.
Well, of course we do. Yeah, in fact, we could even delay the meeting again next week. It all depends. I mean, I think to some points made, you know, tonight is that public meeting.
Surely.
And surely the beginning. I understand how the Olympic world works in terms of authorizing all that good stuff. And you know, they move slower than the Amish. Sorry, Amish people. But
don't worry about it.
Well, if I could continue, sir. I'm impressed with several suggestions that have been made, and I'll just try to be quick on this. I think we ought to attempt this week to determine the availability of parking at the county government center and the Geneva High School parking lot for the Saturday that's being mentioned, July 10th, I think it is.
July 10th, and I believe the interest is having the cyclists.
Right.
I mean, you know, Rabbi, you can go back to your old high school, dude, and check it out. To park
Good
at
luck.
The high school.
Yes.
And to keep the more proximate parking available for our guests.
Right.
So
I think that
go change your grades. We have plenty of time to do that.
I think the comments made by the three retailers, of whom we have a lot of respect for Mr. Simon, Mr. Burnham, Mr. Briner, are something that we need to, and the gentleman, I'm sorry I don't know your name, sir, who started the comments about retailers. I think we need to think very deeply about that. I know that the gentlemen are not interested in considering moving the race route, but I think that that might be wise to re-study on their part as well as on the city staff, with the city staff. I also believe there should be another meeting held during this next week at some location in the downtown area so that we're sure that all of the retailers and all of the residents have been notified. It sounds like not all of the retailers, at least the owners of the businesses, did not know about the meeting perhaps until the last minute, and then we're shortchanged on time to really think it through. I think that we ought to be in touch with the Bike Ped Committee to see if they'd be willing to help as volunteers to the staff from the garrisons on the day of the race. And if they don't have enough people on their committee, if they could recruit some, if they think that they could recruit some. So I think we need this next week to really study it in greater depth with the garrisons. I think it would be a great event to have in Geneva unless it's going to be detrimental to our retail stores. And I think I've already talked to a couple of people who live in the neighborhood. It happens to be most of the race route. It happens to be in the First Ward. And I've talked to only a couple of the members of the residents there, and they don't see any problem. In fact, they live on one of the streets in which they'd have the bikers drive by. There may be other people who do have different opinions, and I think they need to be heard at a private meeting or special meeting during the week or maybe next Monday night at our council meeting. So I would be in favor of moving to recommend that we approve this event and to take it to city council meeting for next Monday.
The motion is offered by Alderman Hill to advance item 4A to the City Council of next Monday evening, seconded by Alderman Piper. Questions or comments? Alderman Dantino.
Mr. Hill made a lot of recommendations there, but if this gets approved unanimously, it would appear on the consent agenda?
It would not. An issue like this will never appear on the consent agenda.
My question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good point. Thank you very much. From the audience, any remaining questions or comments? Yes, sir. Milo or my?
It's Tamillo.
Tamillo.
Thank you.
Tamillo. Got it.
In fact, if you would, I'll just give you the example. Be sure to read off my card.
Good.
I'm going to give you my name.
Pass them on, please.
Again, looking at the time left for planning and what we have to do, which what you just mentioned is not a 2 or 3 day effort. There is a merchant meeting this coming Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And Paul and I traded emails today. I think that would be a great forum to start, depending on what the attendance might be, so more merchants know what's going on, and try to get to the merchants via whatever mechanism, and maybe we can even use the call tree to notify the merchants, which we use in case of other situations, to get more than, I think there's four of us here, or five, or even eight. There are, if I'm mistaken, over 150 merchants in this town, plus. So if we can get at least 50% of the merchants to understand what's going on and then get a little bit better feel for what's happening, I understand all the ideas with respect to marketing and the things we have to do with respect to be aggressive, but I guess I can say talk only for me. I have not been any more aggressive in the last 3 years as I have, and there's no more aggressiveness to have.
short of giving stuff away. So that's not going to happen, people. I mean, it's bad enough as it is, as some of you already well know. Given the time to plan this properly, and I've said this before, this could be an excellent event for everybody. 2 weeks and 14 trips to town and not being able to cover the necessary people that are part of this doesn't seem like we've done a lot of work so far, and I'm saying that collectively. It's coming unilaterally, but it's a collective statement. We have, as this gentleman mentioned, I apologize, Mr. Hill, we do have a lot of things to make happen. And July 10th, if I'm not mistaken, is not that far away. And there's a lot of work to be done. If we do say yes, how are we going to get that done if we're going to spend another 2 weeks talking about this? We've got a lot of things to make happen. And I'll be honest with you. We can all talk about it again and talk about the same thing happened this July 10th. But I haven't heard a thing yet that says, I'll guarantee you that you're going to increase your business. I'm not expecting that, but what's going to happen with people in this town that came here for the bike ride? They didn't come here to shop. Some of them will be. And the typical rule of thumb is if you get 10% of what shows up to do something, that's great. And we've had a lot of things in this town to bring a lot of people in. The percentages are still falling into the same category. You get 1,000 people, and if you get 100 people to shop, you're doing real well. This, on this short notice, does not satisfy what we need as a community to increase merchant business. It just isn't going to happen. You close down the main street of town like we did 5 years ago when we put the bricks in and we were closed for 3 weeks. A couple businesses went out of business as a result of that. And I thought we had planned that. In this case, we've got time. And again, I'm not saying no. Let's plan the time properly for all of us. I understand the benefits of bike riding. Used to be a bike rider myself years ago. But that doesn't benefit the merchants right now. And let's take the time to plan it properly. And maybe next year is the right venue, not July 10th of this year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else from the audience? Anyone else from the dais? We have a motion offered by Alderman Hill. We have a second offered by Alderman Piper. A simple majority carries the day. Again, if this passes tonight, this will be advanced for full council consideration, not on the omnibus agenda, on Monday evening, June 21st, the eve of the 61st annual Swedish Days. Madam Recording Secretary, please take the vote.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
I'm going to vote aye, just keep it alive for another week.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
The motion passes with 8 affirmative votes, 1 nay vote, and, of course, 1 absence. So this matter will be considered again next Monday evening. Now, I expect all you cyclists to stick around to discuss the technical professional assistance. No, apparently not. See you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. Thank you, sir. Mr. Evans. If nobody objects, we're going to move forward on the agenda. If anyone wishes to have a conversation that's not relative to the matters being discussed tonight, we invite you to go outside and enjoy the beautiful fresh air. And if it's raining, tough break. Right. And just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, of the committee, item 4G, as in good God, we've got a lot of work to do, should be removed from the agenda because there is additional work needed on this item. So that is taken off the agenda, item 4G. We move on to item 4B, consider draft resolution authorizing execution of a professional service agreement with Hossel Levine Associates, LLC, for technical and professional assistance in the preparation of a Geneva downtown station area master plan.
So move.
Second. Singer makes the motion. Hill makes the second. Director Unch, of course, is leading this charge. He is here to answer any questions or comments, as is a representative from the proposed contractor. Notice how frightened Dick is to even approach the podium. Any questions at all? Alderman Flanagan.
Sorry. Thank you. There was a statement made that it was going to take 13 days of delivery. Page 31, page 8 of the agreement.
13 days?
Thirteen months. I'm sorry. 13
yes.
months. I say 13 days.
Yeah.
I mean 13 days. 13 months of delivery. But then you say the project completion date is no later than March 31st, 2012, and that's more than 13 months.
Yeah.
So I got confused.
Yeah, I can explain. The specific work plan that's been developed for the project as part of the scope of work is a 13-month schedule. The Regional Transportation Authority that are funding the project to 80%, they've got a not-to-exceed date they want to put out there in the
and
contract.
That was the
and that's that, that
thank
date.
You.
So the monies have to be expended. The RTA funds have to be expended by that March 31st, 2012.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais for Mr. Unch? Mr. Unch, do you want to introduce your guest?
I would, yes. Dan Gardner is one of the principals with Hacia Levine, and he's going to be one of the folks who will be directly involved in assisting us in this project. Dan's background is in real estate analysis and retail market analysis. And, we'll have a key role in the project.
Are you a cyclist?
Bike recreationally.
It's not good enough. Thank you. Welcome. Anyone else? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of item 4B, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Item 4C, consider temporary authorization of food cart on private property located at 3rd and Campbell Streets, otherwise known as the Pass Basket.
So move.
Second.
Singer makes the motion. Hill makes the second. We have our building commissioner, a.k.a. Parade Grand Marshal, Chuck Lencioni, here today. Mr. Singer, Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Charles, is there necessary for this food cart to have a health certificate, licensing, or such? Is that
That's
what
correct.
The process
they would
is?
Have to, they would have to secure a license from the Kane County Health Department.
And that's not our concern. It's that something they have to present before we – has that been already documented?
No,
at
they
this
have
point
to
in time?
They have to give us – we before we would issue any – certificate of occupancy to use a cart, we have to see the Kane County Health Department report.
Okay. is this something that is setting a precedent for our community? Will then this possibly mean there could be other individuals who might move in this direction as such as other?
It'll be anarchy, Chuck. There'll be carts everywhere.
We are working on a draft ordinance to address that. We do get a number of requests each year for these types of devices. And you know, we're getting more and more of those requests each summer. So, yeah, I mean, there probably will be more if we if you draft or approve the draft ordinance, then there would certainly could possibly be more.
Would the food cart, would the availability be such as like hot dogs or pretzels or things
could
such as that
dogs,
nature?
Could be hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, potato chips. You know,
Council bobbleheads.
Council bobbleheads, awesome.
Okay.
Sorry, Ralph.
Woke me up.
All right.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Yes, flower carts.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Piper, and then Flanagan.
I just was hoping that it was Chuck's hot dog cart again, because the last decent time we got a hot dog.
That's
all I wanted. Those are great hot dogs.
Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
I'm not retiring anytime soon, just so you know.
Thank you. That's what I was going to bring up. I thought we had some person that used to PJ Dogs or something?
Yeah, PJ's Dogs did have a cart at the
liquor store,
Safeway liquor store, and then at, down by the Old Mill Park.
And how does this differ? I guess
it doesn't.
Oh.
Okay. We'd like you to elaborate for an hour and a half, please.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know how they were issued licenses because we didn't have them on the books at the time.
I just was wondering.
Anyone else? Questions for the parade marshal? So exciting.
What are you going to say, Chuck?
Quit calling me that, probably.
I'll be waving an Italian flag. Only kidding.
This is televised worldwide, Lencioni.
Well,
I gave it to him.
Upside down, you're in distress.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of item 4C. Please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, Building Thank Commissioner. You. Go home, go to bed, Chuck. 4D. Consider request by Geneva History Center for closing of 3rd Street. Here we go again.
Oh,
antique bicycles?
I don't know. Yeah.
From James to Campbell on Saturday, August 14th, to celebrate the city's final year in existence. 175th anniversary. Do we have a motion?
Sure. So moved.
Motion by, I think it was Dantino that said sure, seconded by Pollack. Mr. Oberg is here with the History Center. Dave, anything special you'd like to add to what we already know?
Not really in the interest of brevity. I thank God I was so early on the agenda.
Well, clearly there's no God, so there you go.
Have you contacted all the business owners in your block?
I've contacted just about every business owner in our immediate neighborhood. We're only closing one block. We're not closing the entirety of 3rd Street. I hope folks do understand that. We also were very careful in selecting the time that we did this event. The event doesn't start until 4 o'clock. It ends at 8 o'clock. It's going to be very low-key, encouraging people to bring picnic baskets, enjoy patriotic music. And we've got a lot of partners in this, actually. We've been working with the Park District, Public Library, the Chamber of Commerce, the city. And we couldn't do it without them, frankly. We've got wonderful dancers from the Geneva Park District, Sunset Dancers, a roaming storyteller, and then we're going to finish it off with the Fox Valley Concert Band, a patriotic set of music. It's going to be a great time. Should bring a lot of families downtown. And I got to tell you, if I was running a restaurant, I would definitely have some sort of a box dinner that people could come in and get. It's a great win-win, I think. So.
You missed the most important merchant on your block, Miss McConaughey. Did you contact her, the county?
Yes, of course. We have filed our paperwork with the county as well. Thank it is you. Under consideration.
So this will be similar to a Swedish Days concert in the evening.
Yes. Yeah. And we're going to encourage people to picnic on the courthouse lawn and really have a good time. So.
What will you be dressed as, Dave?
That's you know, I haven't really made up. I'm thinking anymore. I like to have more costume changes than Cher because I think that really lends a lot of excitement to the event.
I think the outfit you're wearing tonight.
A little disappointed in your outfit tonight, quite frankly. Yeah.
Any other questions for Cher?
Or is that chastity?
Come on.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, Mr. Oberg.
Time.
Thank you for your time.
25 years for the next party.
That's right.
I'll be there.
Right at the first one.
Item 4E. Consider request for use of public sidewalks for annual downtown merchants sidewalk sales, August 6th through the 8th, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks. Seconded by Flanagan. Questions or comments for the chamber and or Ms. DeVita and or Mr. Evans? Judy, you're not leaving yet. We might have thousands of questions for you. I would kindly ask you, please remain seated. No questions or comments?
Trying to make some up, right?
What are the conditions of the sidewalk? No, call it
all in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Judy, you're free to leave. Item 4F. Is to consider approval of draft resolution authorizing execution of easement agreements for Pepper Valley Unit 1 electric distribution and street light project.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Marks. As we all know, these issues have come to us kind of piecemeal. So This is more or less identical to what the other easement agreements have included. Any questions for Mr. Dinges? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Mm-mm. Any abstentions? Anybody know where Sam is?
No.
Yep. Yep.
Records show that there were seven affirmative, correction, eight affirmative, one absence, two absence. Item G, again, removed from the agenda. We're on to item 4H. Consider draft resolution awarding bid to Ferguson Waterworks in the amount of $36,836.93.
So moved.
Motion by Pollack.
Second.
Seconded by Maladra. This is for the 2010 water main replacement project. Questions or comments for Mr. Dinges?
Yeah.
Mr. Singer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan, have you had Ferguson work for us previously?
They're actually not working for us. They're just supplying the materials. Our crews will be installing the water main.
Oh, I see. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mayor?
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Item 4I, consider draft ordinance establishing prevailing wages in the city of Geneva. This is typically a housekeeping issue and should be considered as such tonight.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dr. Brown, seconded by Barely Got Out of High School Piper. Questions or comments?
The guy who graduated last from medical school.
Questions or comments? None?
But he's a Blackhawks fan, so it's okay.
That's right.
What gave it away? Good Lord. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Item 4J, update on SSA number 7, the Greenwich Square Townhome Tax Levy Rebates. Operative word, rebates.
So moved.
Second.
Flanagan makes the motion.
Oh. That's true. It's updated.
Oh, it is updated. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I was so excited about the word rebate. Any questions or comments for Ms. McKittrick? Again, a housekeeping matter, but
does it look like it's going through?
Legislation has been approved in the House and the Senate. It's awaiting the governor's
signature. Yeah. Okay. That's what it said, but I thought maybe by this time.
Hopefully by Wednesday night we'll know something. Again, no action on item J. Item K, consider draft resolution executing purchase of replacement computers from Saberex Group Limited in the amount of $39,871.07.
So moved.
Motion second. By Pollack, seconded by Marks. Questions or comments from, our IT manager, Mr. Collins?
He did a nice job. Go back in your closet.
You didn't do a nice job. There you go. Yeah, go back in the closet, Mr. Collins. And get your hair cut.
He got into that closet quickly.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any additional comments or questions from the dais and or the audience? All in favor of item 4K, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. New business. Ladies and gentlemen, the audience still breathing on your own. Any new business? So exciting, Chuck.
Yes.
Maybe the parade marshal. Ms. DeVita, come to the microphone. WGN, describe it. Yeah, WGN will be broadcasting live their morning show from the Harrington Inn beginning at, is it 5 a.m.? So if you want to join us down there for a little, frivolity, if you will.
At 5 a.m.?
5 a.m.?
Yeah, well, I don't even go to bed till 5 a.m., so you guys come on down.
How about some good black coffee?
Till
good black coffee, too, absolutely. So at the Harrington, it'll be fun. Five till nine.
So
lots of folks being interviewed. Piper's got the perfect face for radio, so he might get on. Socks, hats are always welcome on radio.
The
WGN love
personality him. Is Greg Jarrett.
Jarrett, correct.
Yeah. And that's the early show on WGN.
Yeah. No misnomer there.
What is the date again on that?
This Friday.
The 18th.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Yes.
Bright and early.
Come join us.
Indeed. Anything else from the audience? Did our fee just go up for the downtown master plan? Because this guy had to stick around for 3 hours. We have a special council meeting after this. Any new business from the COW tonight? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Motion by the left side of the room, seconded by the right side of the room. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Ladies and gentlemen, pursuant to the notices posted within 48 hours of tonight's meeting, I call the special city council meeting to order, and I ask my recording secretary to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph D'Antino?
Here.
Dorothy Carrigan? Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollack?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Great. We have one item of business tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to consider temporary authorization of food cart on private property located at 3rd and Campbell Streets.
Okay, so moved.
Glad you found that funny.
Motion by Pollack, seconded by Piper. Any questions or comments? This matter was discussed and voted upon unanimously at the Committee of the Whole meeting 17 hours ago.
Shouldn't we have said the pledge?
Here we go again.
Here
we
go.
Not on the agenda.
Yeah.
So
Can we cancel our fee?
All in favor of the motion?
We need to take a roll call.
After this, everybody take a deep breath. God's sake, we've only been together 3 hours. We can barely. Where's the love? Where's the love?
It's the caffeine.
All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
I believe we have to have a council meeting. We have to take a roll call, don't we?
No.
No.
Only if it involves funds.
Only if it involves funds, yeah. Well, so, but thanks for following along this last 10 years.
Well, thank you.
Funds are fun.
All in favor said aye. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? No. Motion passes. I would entertain a motion to waive the fees paid to this side of the room.
Thank you.
A motion to waive the fees by Mr. Maladra, seconded by Alderman Hill.
No, he waived our fees, Sam. You can't second it.
Adam, recording secretary.
Oh, now it's a roll.
It's regarding funds, dude.
Oh, here we go.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maradler?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
New business, anyone? Motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved. So moved.
Dr. Brown makes the motion. Dr. Marks makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.